United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
I step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Mayor Chuck Samaroon. On Tuesday, May 7th, a charter amendment is on the ballot in Youngstown. This charter amendment will create laws that cannot be enforced. It will drive away the businesses that build pipe and equipment for the oil and gas industry. The proposed charter amendment is not just a bad law. It will kill jobs and opportunity in Youngstown. Companies such as V&M would not be able to locate in Youngstown because they make products used in the oil and gas business. Democrat and Republican leaders, as well as labor and business leaders, oppose this amendment. We've worked hard to get Youngstown moving forward. Factories are opening and workers are training for and getting good-paying jobs. This amendment will stop Youngstown's economic progress in its tracks. This is Youngstown Mayor Chuck Samaroon. Please join our bipartisan coalition and protect Youngstown jobs. Vote no on the job-killing charter amendment on Tuesday, May 7th. Thank you.
Paid for by Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Local 396. Butch Taylor, Treasurer. Not authorized by any ballot issue committee.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 610. Hope you're having a good day today. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229, and it is open mic. It's Monday, but I got a lot to say today, so I'm going to try to slow it down, not go real fast, not jump ahead of myself. All my friends have abandoned me this morning. I don't know where they are. I mean, they didn't even text me and tell me they're not coming in. They're just MIA. So, you know, I don't get it. But I'm here and you're there and I want to hear from you. And again, that number is 347-945-5229. It's 9 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock. And I hope you're having a good lunch today. How was your weekend? I can't believe it was as cold as it was, but I got a lot done. I want to congratulate Angels for Animals. I went out to their garage sale on yesterday and they have a great garage sale out at the Canfield Fair, but then I also had the opportunity to go out to their facility, and their facility is out, I want to say, on the other side of, on Ellsworth Road, I believe it is, on the other side of Canfield, and I got to really see what they do out there, and Diane and her volunteers out there, the people that work out there, we had a lot of strays, and I'm going to get Diane on here to talk about this. We have strays, and those of us, like me, we feed the strays, and, you know, they stay around, but we don't fix the strays. And so we started out with, like, 1.5 strays, and we named the strays. So there was one named Meow, and, you know, my next-door neighbor, he was feeding them and clothing them. He went through the whole winter, but she kept on having litters. And by the time, you know, spring got here this time, we took 8 cats out to her, and one was pregnant. And, you know, after a while, it just becomes overwhelming in, you know, caring for kittens and cats, especially, and that's how people become cat people, and you don't go and get them fixed, and you don't go spay and neuter them. And so I'm going to have her talk about this, and they really will work with you if you want to spay and neuter kittens in the community, if you want to keep them. But I want to say the facility out there is absolutely fabulous, and the services that they offer for pets, for dogs and cats, out at Angels for Animals, it's just overwhelming in what they do in the adoption process. And they actually put a sensitivity to these animals, and they try to keep them alive and not, you know, have to have them, you know, put down. So I want to commend them for what they do out there, and I appreciate what they do. And don't do like I did and like me and my neighbor, you know, feed them just so that they're healthy enough to go and have another litter. because all that happens is they're going to put down almost about 2,500 cats this year, and because of how they populate so rapidly. So I wanted to get that out of the way. What else? I did that on Saturday. I did the cat thing on Saturday. I did the garage sale on Sunday. Spent some time at home, watched a little television, spent some time with my family trying to get some things done. Michelle Malcolm was here on Friday evening, and want to thank everyone that walked up to us and say, hey, we listen to you guys on the air. You guys have no idea how humbling that is for both Styx, Jeff, and I. When we actually are out and you come up to us and say, hey, you're Tracy, or you're Lloyd, or you're Jeff, you're Ben, how that feels. You guys just don't know what that does, because it just blows our mind that you listen to us. So we want to say thank you for showing up and saying hey and hello to us. And she was very, very good. We need to pay attention to C-Core and pay attention to what's going on around us and getting more proactive. I'm trying to slow down. Because I'm going to go to the same topic about this young man who's 19 years old, that is the alleged bomber, Boston bomber, who was a United States citizen and who has not been read his Miranda rights as of yet, as what I saw this morning. And I somewhat have issues with this because I don't think we understand what precedent it starts when you have a citizen of the United States of America in custody. And you treat them as an enemy or a combatant, and you don't treat them as a United States citizen. What does that say for the next person who gets arrested or does something that's heinous that may or may not be guilty? Because in America, you're innocent until proven guilty, or so I was told. And I somewhat have major issue when you are not treated that way. And I know that it is very, very difficult to be objective. And, you know, this person, you know, he might have had the gun and the bullets and everything in his hand, but he still needs to go through the process and have that opportunity. Whereas just, you know, doing what they're doing right now just is not cool. It just, I don't think that's right. And I never agree with the ACLU. I never agree with them. I never thought I'd see the day that I would agree with the ACLU. But today, wow, mark this on your calendar. Today, the 22nd of April, I actually agree with the ACLU, and I think that this man should be treated as a United States citizen, go through the process, even if you fry him like a turkey. Hey, Styx, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much.
Can I ask you a question? Did you, Jeff, and Ben have a meeting?
You don't read your text messages.
I do read my text messages.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Text message says, oh, at Doc, running late. Well, that one didn't come through. This one says, sorry, I can't buy the old truck, problem with wife, and thanks, bro.
That's not from me.
I don't know who it's from. That's what I'm saying. What truck? That's what I'm saying. I got that one.
It says,
sorry, can't buy the old truck, money problems, and wife, too. Thanks, though. So, what? That's what it's, look.
Sounds like a wrong number to me.
Can't help that. Got that one. Jeff says, sorry, Trace, taking care of business. Won't be there until 12:39.
12:39?
12:39.
He's got that down that close.
12:39.
Okay. See, I ran into, not only was I late at the doctor,
we also had,
you know, it's the second season here in Ohio. We only have two seasons.
What, planting and plucking?
No, winter and construction.
Oh, this construction season?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They got 164 tore up all the way between North Lima and all the way up here.
Well, I was talking about, you heard about them not reading this kid his Miranda rights.
I'm against. He's a U.S. citizen, is he not?
And no matter how, if you don't want him to be a citizen, you should have vetted him before he became one.
Right.
But I think it sets a bad precedent when you start turning people over to, you know, enemies of the state and they're citizens of the United States. I don't think that's good.
I saw that movie.
Enemy of the State.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
It was.
I don't, that's bad. We don't do that.
Well, you know, I mean, you had Lindsey Graham when all this was going on saying, wouldn't it be nice to have a couple of drones that are up in the air?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man, people are just smoking crack.
Yeah.
Well,
it's all well and good until they come after me.
And that's what I'm saying. We set a precedent. And America is, you know, we are getting ourselves into a position to where the land of the free and the home of the brave is becoming something that we've never seen before.
Well, I believe it was Ben Franklin that said, people who will trade their liberty for security deserve neither.
I don't like that statement, but I think it's so well true.
Oh, I agree with it wholeheartedly. The only totally secure person in the United States is somebody who's in maximum security prison.
I think you missed what I said. I said I don't like that statement, but I think it's true.
Okay. And why don't you like it?
Because it's true. And it's becoming manifested in 2013.
Yeah, people want the government to keep them safe, and no government can keep you safe unless it's a
totalitarian. I don't want a totalitarian government. I want a free government. I want a democracy. I want to live in America.
Well,
I heard my song. I got a new song.
Oh, no, I haven't. What's the new song?
It's a new song. It's a rejuvenated song of the last song.
Oh, okay.
But we need to understand the song. The song is very, very true. The song. Stay away for the commercial. But seriously.
Waiting for the commercial. Yeah,
the commercial.
Always got commercials.
Always. I'm serious. This is not supposed to. This was written back in. I have to find out. At least the 70s or 80s.
Yeah.
Why was David Bowie talking about being afraid of America?
It's been going. We've been giving up our freedoms for years in the name of security. I mean, this is nothing new. It's just after 9/11, we put it on steroids. Tracy, I've got a friend. He's in his 70s now. He came home from Germany when he was discharged from the Air Force with two handguns in his carry-on.
Okay.
Unloaded handguns, but two handguns in his carry-on.
It was written in 1997.
Okay.
Okay.
Maximum freedom is always the answer to maximum safety. Do you realize if everybody who had a concealed carry license would have been carrying a gun on 9/11, it never really even would have been attempted?
Even on the plane?
On the plane. It never would have been attempted.
I can't say never, because never is...
Okay, you're right. Probably wouldn't have been attempted.
I'm not even going to say probably wouldn't have been attempted. I'm not going to say that. I will give you the likelihood of crazy going crazy when everybody's armed is not as crazy. They're not that crazy.
Well,
you know, and like I said, you know, it's like, you know, going home drunk. You know,
that's right.
You know, when you know that you can die early from going home drunk, you're least likely to try to look like you're drunk when you're walking from the front door to the bedroom.
That's right.
So you try to, even if you can't sober up, you try to sober up.
Yep.
Even if you can't sober up.
Well, you know, we had Masada Uba on here, and he was talking about the Israeli model for schools. Israel was having a problem with mass terrorist shootings at schools. Armed to teachers, arms to faculty, they haven't had a single one since.
But even, I should have the choice. It's not about me arming. I should have the choice if I choose.
Right, right. I agree. I don't believe in forcing anybody to carry a gun that doesn't
want to. We have demonized weaponry. We have demonized self-reliance.
Mm-hmm.
They almost tell you in school that if somebody hits you, don't fight back.
Oh, absolutely. They tell you you're not
stop
allowed to fight
your
back.
Your mic's on. Yeah, they tell me don't fight back.
That's right.
They tell me if somebody comes up and hurts me, I should not fight back.
That's right.
I should see a teacher. And what the teacher tells me is, I didn't see them hit you, so
yep.
We'll
Tracy,
talk about it.
Yeah.
Yes, Al?
Use your words. Use your words. Now, you're going to tell a testosterone-infused male child with very little impulse control, use your words. That goes against his nature.
That doesn't go against
his
nature. Use your words.
Whatsification. That use your words is not a concept. It's not a male concept. We're already starting off with the vocabulary. Our vocabulary is already way behind anyway by about 20,000 words before we get to the daggone third grade.
Use your words. Use your word. I like that.
F-I-S-T,
like
that's
that.
The word.
I like that.
It used to drive me nuts. Use your words, Mr. Williams.
Wait a minute, Bill in the chat room. Bill said, you can't read him his rights if he's not awake yet. He's got to point that. He's got a point there. He's got a point. I'll give you that.
I'm telling you, we need those.
But that's not why they didn't read him his rights. I mean, if they said, well, we're not going to read him his rights until he's awake, I can get along with that.
Right.
But that's not why they didn't read him his rights. They didn't read him his rights because they want to be able to ask him questions and not be, and him be a enemy of the state, an enemy combatant. Hey, how do you feel about that?
Well, I think that's I don't know. under the Bush administration, and I would even say under the Clinton administration, it would have been a no-brainer. But with this one, it puts Barack Obama in quite a situation here. I mean, if he claims a guy enemy combatant, guess where he's got to go? Gitmo. And he wants to close Gitmo. So he's got a situation here.
I don't think the kid's gonna make it. Me. And I want you guys. Let's chill out. Let's relax for a little while. We've got, you know, 2 hours and 40 minutes before the day is over, and it is open mic. The number is 347-945-5229. Now, I believe this young man is Islamic. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, he is.
And
he was also thrown out of a...
You're going too far.
Going too far, okay.
Has anybody heard the name of the hospital that's treating him? I just gotta throw that out there. That's what I mean. We gotta walk through this slowly.
Yeah.
And so all of the majority of his doctors who are keeping him alive
are Jewish.
You know they're Jewish, right?
Yeah.
I just thought I'd, you know, make sure that we saw all of the picture that's going on here in Boston.
So we got a Jewish hospital in an Irish city treating a Chechenian Muslim.
Right.
What a wonderful country we live in.
That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you're going to tell me, Six? What?
He got, I understand he was thrown out of a mosque, him and his brother, for being too radical.
I don't want to go in. I haven't read that yet. I haven't read that, you know, because his uncle's still doing interviews.
Well, I was hearing one. His aunt thinks he's framed.
His dad thinks he was set up. His aunt thinks he's framed, and his uncle calls him a loser.
Right.
Which one do you believe?
Well, they kind of caught his brother with a suicide vest. I mean, that would be a smoking gun as far as I was concerned.
No, not innocent in America until you're proven guilty, unless you're an African-American.
Crickets.
Hey, Alex, what's going on, darling?
Okay. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Alex.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, you know.
How are the kids doing?
The kids are great. You know, they think they're smarter than me, so that. That posed a problem with my 5-year-old. He thinks he's smarter than me, you know. So I gotta, you know, I can't say it over the radio too much, but you know, you get a little bit of old school discipline and let him know he needs to stay in a child's place, you know.
No, whoa. No. I know where you live. You gotta pay me.
Alex gonna lay hands on him and pray for healing. That's all.
Alex. Whoa.
Yeah.
Talk, uh-huh. Use your words.
Now, I think that's all I'm going to say.
Alex,
I think,
use your
words. You know.
We just got done talking about that. Use your words.
That's right. Violence never stops.
I use mine, too. Didn't I tell you not to stand in
there? Was it you that posted on your Facebook that little thing that said the only reason a child's given a middle name is so they know when they're really in trouble?
No, that wasn't me, but that is true. Go ahead, Alex.
No, you know, that I was just listening in. You know, I'm just, you know, just trying to follow your conversation. I just tuned in, really. You're talking about this Muslim guy. You know, I heard that they found a whole bunch of bombs and stuff in his apartment. Is that true? Or enough to, you know, explosives and things like that? I'm not sure if that's verified or not.
I had heard that. I haven't seen anything in print yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, but yeah. the bigger story, man, is Boston. You know the certain people in the administration likes to drop F-bombs. This is our Stephen City.
Who did that?
Oh, what's his name?
What did Biden say now?
Perez. Huh? Oh, it wasn't Biden. It wasn't Biden this time. It was, I want to say it's Perez.
Hey, listen. Didn't you chime in here and say use your words? That's what they did. They used their words.
They used their words, all right.
You just can't say the words on TV.
Well, apparently now they're saying, well, they need to adjust the FCC standards now. You know.
What are we adjusting?
He dropped an F bomb on TV, national TV, in fact, at Boston. Fenway Park, I believe it was.
Listen, I got another issue. I got a real issue. I guess during last week during the television, we were watching people walking up and down the streets waiting chasing a 19-year-old while we locked down Boston. It's my understanding that is CISPA, CISPA. It's an internet privacy issue.
Okay, I don't know anything about that.
It passed in it's either the House or the Senate. Am I correct? Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
CISPA, CISPA. It is called the it's a cybersecurity issue.
Did that pass Senate? I know it passed the House, but did it get? Do they expect it to pass the Senate?
I'm not sure. I know that it passed, but see, my issue is, I have a problem with them passing stuff, but we're watching people walking down the streets of Boston
anymore. That's the only time they pass anything.
I mean, nothing gets done until we get sidetracked and we're looking one way, and then something else goes on somewhere else, and then all of a sudden, oh yeah, we passed that last week.
One thing though, Obama said that if it does pass, he would veto it. But you know, he said the same thing about the NDAA, and he passed it and then wrote a silly note at the end of it saying, "Oh, well, I'm not really going to use it." So who knows what he's really going to do? You know, I don't know.
Did you say he passed it then wrote a silly note?
Yeah, you know.
Okay. Yeah, there's something presidents can do to try to cover their tracks. But I hear they're calling for registration powder now.
Huh? That and pressure cookers, right?
I didn't hear about pressure cookers. It won't surprise me.
506, your mic is on.
Hey, how you doing, Tracy?
Good, how are you?
Good, I just wanted to make one, not prediction, but just kind of state the obvious.
We agree today, you know that?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird, ain't it?
Well, I'm finding a lot of common ground between us lately with regards to concern about the government and so forth. But within 30 days or so, the United States and Russia will actually have a joint military strike on the terrorist camps that are up in the Caucasus Mountains near Ingushetia. I'm very familiar with this area. It's long story short. But it'll be historic because it's the first time that U.S. troops since World War I were officially on Russian soil. Russia has a huge nationalistic movement right now. They absolutely, as you know, despise Chechens or anybody that is not white, Belarusian, so to speak. So this serves their purpose wonderfully. They get to make nice with the U.S., and Obama gets to show he's tough on terrorism. They know where the camps are. It'll be a joint strike. They'll wipe them out. There shouldn't be a lot of collateral damage if they give enough notice. That will happen, and then when it happens, we could talk further, and I could tell you about some personal things I know about the area. I have a lot of friends there and some of the things that have gone on. But you could just count on that. It'll be a historic Russia, United States joint strike on the terrorist camps, training the would-be jihadists in that part of the country. And so I just wanted to put that on the record. And, you know, there were Black Hawk helicopters landing in Big Lots. I mean, it was surreal. And the other thing is, they had a helicopter that showed him through their heat-seeking software. You know, he was in that boat. When you have these police task force, you do have foreign intelligence people within there that the police are not aware of. And they were really hoping this kid would bleed out. They were in no hurry to get him out. They shot two shock concussion blasts. They knew he was bleeding. That I remember the reporters, that ambulance did not zoom out of there like they were trying to save him. The last thing they wanted was him to be able to talk because of the international implications of a terrorist being on Russian soil. So now we see that he can't talk, and the only way they could question him is writing, so really one of the best tools they can't use, the polygraph.
But let me ask you this. Now, hold on,
yeah.
Mark, this is my question. You know, someone said, well, he can't talk. Well, he can't talk, which means he can understand him right now, and I think he's blinking and winking. So why did they not read him his Miranda rights, and do you think that we should actually allow this to happen? Because what happens is, if you can usurp authority over something because you don't like what they've done, that means you can do that with any American. And right now, he is an American citizen, whether you like it or not.
Well, you brought up something that everybody's missing on these marathon coverage. He is an American citizen, and they're already talking about just putting him in Gitmo indefinitely, no trial, no due process. People have to understand, and this is where I think we find common ground, these are just practice runs. They did a lot of things. When you had the Patriot Act, when you had the NDAA, where the government could determine on its own whether or not you are a terrorist threat, whether you belong to Occupy Wall Street or the Sierra Club or whatever, they can make that determination. You will not have a right to be charged, to go to trial, to confront witnesses against you, and you will be able to be held indefinitely. This is a reality. The law applies to United States citizens, as you're pointing out. So, you know, we have what you saw in Boston and what we have on the books is a de facto and de jure martial law. I mean, he doesn't have to declare it. He already has the ability within the legislation and his cabinet members in the Department of Defense to declare somebody to be an enemy combatant, U.S. citizen or not, and strip constitutional rights away.
That bothers me. You know, I'm not a lawyer or anything, but I know I have rights as an American citizen. And if you want to investigate, you need to do that before. Well, see, what about this Constitution thing? I mean, I got this Constitution that I keep on. What is it, a piece of paper now?
Well, let me tell you that you're right, because as somebody who learned much about the Constitution, saw it start to erode, I can tell you today, there are so many exceptions to the Fourth Amendment search and seizure. There are so many exceptions to free speech. There are so many exceptions to rights to trial to make, in reality, the Constitution a useless piece of paper. I challenge any. I could argue all day on that. I've watched this. You are correct on this. And I kind of laugh in a tragic way when I hear somebody say, well, what about my constitutional rights? You know, when it comes to this arena, when you oppose the government, and that's what we're talking about, you don't have any constitutional rights. There's a million ways around it. It's scary, and you shouldn't be scared, really. Everyone should be concerned.
And one of the problems is the people have been led down a primrose path. They don't realize that it is a jury doesn't have to enforce stupid law. The jury has the right to acquit anybody for any reason.
I would love to spend a few hours with you arguing about the legal concept of jury nullification, is what I think what you're talking about.
Right.
How it started, the tradition of jury nullification, jurors who refuse to enforce laws that will result in an unjust result, even though during a trial a judge will instruct you. You are permitted to determine the facts of the case, but this is the law, and you must apply the law. Well, you know, in the old days, defense lawyers would say, you have a right to nullify, you know, and they would kind of argue, if you read between the lines, that you have the power to find them not guilty. But as the law sits today, there is no such thing as jury nullification. If you tried to argue that as a lawyer and use jury nullification in your argument, you would be held in contempt and you would be sent downstairs in jail. And the jury would be instructed that they have to follow the law. So this is scary. So not only is that gone, you're not even going to get a jury trial if you're caught up in some of these things. We are in an extrajudicial government now. You go right around.
Mark, extrajudicial, what does that mean?
Well, your right to access to the judicial system, to the protections afforded by the Constitution, to be charged, to have a right to due process, to have your day in court, to call witnesses, to cross-examine FBI agents who may testify. That's all gone with the Patriot Act and the NDAA amendments, when they can just declare you an enemy combatant. It applies to United States citizens. It's any person. So if you get, for example, OWS, whatever, you know, I quit arguing these partisan positions because I think we're all in trouble.
Hold on, Mark. I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. It is open mic today, and we're just having a conversation about what's going on in Boston, but we're actually talking about, you know, we've got a Constitution and we have rights as American citizens that we see going up in smoke every day, and I don't think we're paying attention to it. And, yeah, we're picking on this kid right here, and what he did was very, very heinous, but my question is, can they come after us? We'll be right back. You'll see you on the other side of the break.
I'm afraid of America.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Hey, honey. I'm on a radio.
I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News.
So watch,
the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund is honoring Officer Randall Corson of the Pulaski Township Police Department for his heroics in a fatal car accident last year. Corson assisted with the rescue of two occupants, 17-year-old Ethan Sieber and 15-year-old Shane McQuiston, from icy water. State officials say a move to turn down the governor's Medicaid expansion plan will cost mental illness and substance abuse programs millions. They say it adds up to the loss of $700 million for medical care and treatment programs over the next 2 years. Republicans in the House have removed Medicaid expansion from the upcoming state budget. And two teenagers who pleaded guilty in the severe beating of a 45-year-old man are set to be sentenced today. The 13-year-old twin brothers are the first among six teenagers accused of the beating in the Cincinnati suburb of North College Hill in August. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News.
At News Talk 600, business is good, and we're growing again. We're looking for a new sales representative to join our team. If your current job has limited potential, then you need to schedule a personal interview today. Here's what some of our representatives have to say about a selling career in radio.
I love my job. I'm great at what I do because I believe in my product. We have the top-rated radio stations in the market, and I'm proud to introduce those radio stations to my clients.
I love going out and talking to new people, being able to create new ideas for them. Just so much fun to be part of that, knowing that I was an asset to their business.
Working in radio is a blast. We get to be a part of community events, work on creative campaigns for my clients. I believe in my product.
Send your resume now to brad.marshall@cumulus.com. We're an equal opportunity employer.
I hate bullshism, you know that.
One of the hardest things to say is, I love you. If you find it difficult to express your feelings, spend an evening with Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, on Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Millions of couples have learned this simple way to express their feelings and bring joy back into their marriage. Dr. Chapman has helped couples all over the world gain fresh new insights into their relationships. That's Saturday, April 25th. Starting at 7:30 p.m. at Stambaugh Auditorium. Tickets are $20, $35, and $45. Order yours online at youngstownsymphony.com or call 330-744-0264. Brought to you by Achievers USA, offering exclusive leadership training and seminars in Northeast Ohio. That's Dr. Gary Chapman, Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Call 330-744-0264 or online at youngstownsymphony.com.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Just say Tracy.
And we're back, and you're listening with Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I'm Tracy, and it's 45 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. Hope you're enjoying this warm weather. After the weekend that we've had, I'm just grateful to see the sun and to see some warmth with the sun outside of the car.
Yep.
Because yesterday it was hot in the car until you got out the car and it was cold.
Yep. And Saturday was just plain miserable.
Right. And Friday night, I was freezing.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, what are you guys talking about? Hey.
Well.
Hey, there's a rumbling. The number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic. They do want to hear from you. Constitutional rights. And I'm going to play Glenn Beck at the top of the hour. It looks like he's trying to expose what's going on, that this bomber had Saudi Arabian connections. So I've got to play that at the top of the hour. But I'm really, and Mark is on the line with me, and I've got major issues because I think it sets a precedent.
Hey Mark, let me ask you this.
Sorry. Yeah.
Can a judge hold a jury that goes on their own and does jury nullification in contempt?
Theoretically, yes. But you know, the catch-all thing is the only saving grace is once that jury gets to that jury room, it's like being in a confessional, and the court is really limited unless some juror writes a question and squeals to the judge that they're talking about nullification or not following the law. But sure, he could hold him in contempt because he's that's a good question. When he instructs them, that's a court order. So jury nullification, and I just a really interesting sort of religious perspective of it that I never considered before. And I said, you know, this makes a lot of sense, but, you know, we don't have it. Let me further frighten you by this, and excuse me for the noise. We ran over a pothole and the muffler is gone, but listen to this. Thomas Paine, who wrote three sensational publications, one is Common Sense. Many of the phrases in the Declaration of Independence you will find in Thomas Paine's Common Sense. He was a friend of Franklin. He was a friend of Thomas Jefferson. So they had a lot of conversations, and somehow his language ended up in the famous Declaration of Common Sense, in which Thomas Jefferson.
He's been run over by the muffler.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Listen to this. And I'm sorry. Thomas Jefferson, if you read the Declaration of Independence, the sacred document that started it all, they say when the tyranny of government becomes so too much, okay, you have a right to throw off the bonds of government and basically, you know, revolt. Try saying that today. Try quoting that today. That is worse than yelling fire at a crowded theater. That is language that advocates the violent overthrow of the United States, and you will be jailed under the Patriot Act. That's true. That's just a true analysis. We live in very frightening times.
I mean, didn't Thomas Jefferson himself said there needed to be a revolution every 35 years or so?
He said the shedding of blood and a revolution every couple hundred years is good for the soul. But a friend of mine actually tried to use the Declaration of Independence language in a trial in Colorado, and the court would not allow the introduction of that document, if you can believe that. Thomas Jefferson stands in downtown Youngstown today and says that about we have to throw off the bonds of this government. It's oppressive, yada yada yada. Homeland Security will be taking him away, and he will be down at Guantanamo Bay and be held indefinitely under the Patriot Act, under the NDAA. He will be stripped of all his rights, whether he's a citizen or not.
Don't we find this a problem?
It's horrifying. We live in a police state.
Because Marcus, Six is over here talking about jury nullification. Most people don't even know what that is.
Well,
and so when you get jury instructions,
right?
It's not a part of those.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm telling you, if there's one thing I learned, believe me, I tried to get it in. I tried to get it through the back door. I would say things like, "Today, you are the law. You decide." La la la. You cannot, in Ohio and in all 50 states, argue jury nullification. They've whittled it away. And try filing a motion to suppress for an illegal search. You never win. There's 100 exceptions. Talk to your lawyer. The Constitution really, if people look at it, it has no application today. I don't care what you say. I know. I've been through it.
So how do we turn it around and get it back to being where it needs to be? Can we get back there, Mark?
Listen, we can do a whole. We can do anything. The problem is we're too separate to do anything. And as long as we're separate
we're
not
divided.
United, we get nothing done.
Well, I mean, I think this is something
that
libertarians, Republicans, and Democrats can all agree on.
No. Remember, we focus on the minors and get overwhelmed by the majors. Because what's going on right now, you have fractions in your politics.
You're right.
You have fractions in your race. You have fractions in your social economic. You have fractions everywhere, and all these different divisions are keeping us so separate that we can't get anything done, even though that we could all bind together on certain issues and say, file.
Right. Can't we agree on I don't want them kicking in your door and you don't want them kicking in my door?
We can't agree to come to the same meeting.
What's that, Mark?
Look,
I'm sorry.
We all could agree that we want to stop this, and we can't. Try deconstructing what they've created. We have an internal security system. They're falling over each other, all these agencies. Forget about it. Surveillance, taking away of rights. I don't care how many guns you had. They were going in your house in Boston, no matter what. No warrant necessary. There's an exception. You know, you're not going to dismantle...
Why is it we are allowing our police to act like military?
Say that again, Mark.
They wear military there.
You see the police wear military equipment? Whether they like it or not. They might not have been called army, but that was military.
That's what I'm saying. Why are we allowing this?
Because we're scared.
This is what they're doing. I mean, you know, I could talk for hours on how they're doing it, why they're doing it, but you had police, and I saw the uniforms say police, but they had helmets on, they had assault rifles on,
right.
They had vehicles with them, assault vehicles, they had Black Hawk helicopters landing in parking.
In the parking lot of Big Lots, wasn't it?
Yeah, Best Buy.
Yeah, I mean, they...
These are assault helicopters.
To chase down one 19-year-old kid.
Right.
Yeah. Look at that.
Right.
Yeah,
you gotta understand. We went through riots. Mm-hmm. They burned down a good portion of Los Angeles, and we never saw the lockdown that we saw on Friday.
That was amazing. It was a different time.
Doesn't matter, 93 or 2013.
Yeah.
Lockdown is lockdown.
Think of that word, lockdown. Where do you hear that at? That's jail talk.
Yeah.
That's jail talk. That's lockdown.
You and I are agreeing. This is really scary because you and I are really agreeing today.
That's what I'm saying. The ACLU and I are on the same side today, which makes absolutely no sense. When they start usurping the Constitution and the rights of an American citizen,
everybody's at risk.
Right, and it sets a precedent. See, we don't understand the precedents that are set, not necessarily the crime, but the precedent. What happens when the next big thing happens and the person's not guilty?
And you've got people of all political stripes that are saying there's nothing wrong with this, too, and that's scary, too.
You don't get trials anymore. If you want to go to federal court, and roll the dice, you lose. They have a sentencing chart. You're gone, baby.
They only hear like a
hundred. You can't afford to have a trial.
I was in D.C. not too long ago, and I was at the Supreme Court, and I hear, Mark, and correct me if I'm wrong, they only hear like 27 cases a year?
If that. First, you have to file not only your appeal to the Supreme Court, you have to file a lengthy brief arguing why they should hear your case, and that's where they just shut you down. They don't even take them. They don't even take them.
You have to be very, very crafty to get your case heard in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, you got to stay out. You have to stay out of the federal court system. You will not. I've won several key civil rights cases in the federal courts when they had all Republican appointees. That was a real trick. You got to stay out of the federal appellate courts in Cincinnati. You got to win. If you don't win at the trial level, you're pretty much messed up because about 7% of state appeals are successful. Less than that at the federal level. Okay. And but just talking about common ground, and you know, I'm sorry for all the confusion. I would love to call you at another time and just
come on back in.
Go over my observations. I could tell
you. Hey, Mark,
you
know you're smart. Mark, you know you're always welcome. So come back in and hang out with us.
Thank you, doll. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I love you.
I'll talk to you soon. I love you.
All right. And I'm just saying.
Bye bye.
There are things going on in our country.
Right.
And because it's going on and it's so bad, we don't know how it shapes everything that goes forward. For every action, there's a reaction, and America is reacting even though it's asleep.
Unintended consequences.
Absolutely.
Every time they sign a paper in Washington, D.C., there's unintended consequences.
Absolutely. And the end of the unintended consequences is the erosion of the freedoms of Americans.
What scares me is the number of people that you'll talk to about this stuff, and they'll say, well, I don't have anything to worry about. I'm not doing anything wrong. And we're entering a period here where there's so many laws on the books right now, it is impossible to be a totally law-abiding citizen. You can just walk out of your house in the morning and be breaking somebody's law. And we don't understand the consequences of that. I mean, there's a passage in Atlas Shrugged where they're talking to Hank Reardon, the government official, and he says that, to paraphrase, that the goal isn't to have law-abiding citizens, because you can't have authority over a law-abiding man, so you have to make so many laws to make everybody a criminal. And that's where we're going.
But we don't, and we are under-educating the American electorate so that they don't know how to remain free, because freedom is responsibility.
Right.
And we are giving all of our responsibilities over to the American government,
right,
not paying attention that we're doing right. So. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic today. We do want to hear from you. Jeff is 1239.
MIA.
Jeff is
missing in action.
And I look for the text. You saw me look for the
text.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you today. Alex in South Carolina, your mics are on. Thanks, Mark, for calling in. When I come back from the top of the hour break, I'm going to play a clip from Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck seems to think that this is bigger than what meets the eye. I would say myself, you know, if you go back to your 19-year-old and your 26-year-old, you being that age and anyone else around you being that age, it would be very, very difficult for you to organize something that they did and to be as crafty as they were with them being just a, you know, renegade on their own.
Well, yeah.
Well, they may not be a part of a huge rebellion, but it was bigger than those two. I believe that with all my heart.
What they pulled off, they would have had to have some sort of special forces type explosives training.
Something. It was more than the internet.
Right.
It was more than the internet.
And even Rudy Giuliani saying they had to have tested this stuff ahead of time.
Oh, man. But where? Not in our backyard. Hey, listen, I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number again is 347-945-5229. And we'll see you on the other side of my break.
What's happening today at WeatherTech?
WeatherTech, Marianne. Installs today. We install on all types of weather, too. And we do it all for you at WeatherTight with our new WeatherTight windows, siding, roofing, kitchen, cabinet, refacing, entry and patio doors, and financing available for every budget. Right now, all WeatherTight is spring saving special at 25% off. That's 25% off on anything you get from WeatherTight windows. And eligible for the energy tax credit because they're all Energy Star approved. Senior military discounts, all products made in the USA. And we're so sure that you'll fall in love with WeatherTight. If you only need one window, that's what we'll do for you and protect the prices on the remaining windows in your house for up to 4 years. 26 years of satisfying thousands of customers, so pick up the phone and call 1-800-821-8483. That's 821-8483. And like always, guys, whether it be one window or a house full, Mrs. Mervin, the WeatherTech
family. Wolf Kamerlan Tsarnaev says Catherine Russell has gone to stay with her parents, and federal investigators are seeking to interview her there in Rhode Island. The lawyer claims she works long hours as a home health care aide while Tamerlan cared for their 3-year-old daughter, and that the widow had no idea he was planning any kind of bombing.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is debating immigration reform. Some want to slow down the process after the Boston bombings. Sponsors say it will strengthen national security. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein says reforms are needed to save American agriculture.
Farms cannot farm
because they do not have a consistent supply of workers.
Republican Senator Jeff Sessions is dubious about claims that Americans won't take low-paying farm jobs.
We were told to respect people who did hard work and not to say it's a job an American won't do.
Lots of lost work hours due to flight delays. Last night, furloughs for air traffic controllers went into effect due to federal budget cuts. This flyer is stuck in Indianapolis.
You know, there's a lot of business going on that's now delayed. So if I'm delayed 6 hours and can't work, what's everybody else delayed in six work? And then how much have you lost?
Word from the White House that President Obama and the First Lady will travel to West Texas on Thursday, the town rocked by a massive explosion at a fertilizer plant. 14 people were killed, 12 of them first responders. This is ABC News.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of our listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with the LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Get LifeLock protection risk-free for 60 days. If you're not convinced, notify LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code ENROLL60 or call 1-800-305-2203. 1-800-305-2203. 1-800-305-2203. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
You might be surprised by the type of music that's best for your plants. ABC Linda Albin has some gardening tips from London.
Looking for bigger blooms? Blast your plants with a steady diet of Black Sabbath. Want to kill them off? Expose them to Cliff Richard. British plant guru Chris Beardshaw set up four greenhouses and played different music to measure the effect. On BBC's Gardener's Question Time, Beardshaw explains.
All the Ostromeres in the Cliff Richard house all died.
Beardshaw said sabotage was suspected but couldn't be proved. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
Six electric taxis have hit the streets of New York City. Nissan is donating the environmentally friendly Leaf vehicles as part of a year-long program. The city plans to make a third of its taxi fleet electric by 2020. It's believed they could reduce gas emissions by nearly 90,000 tons a year. The phase-in of the electric minivan begins in the fall. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps to boost free testosterone levels. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. Just call 1-800-859-8106. 1-800-859-8106. 1-800-859-8106.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery. Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
I made some pretty strong statements about information that we would release. Well, it is now time to release it. The government has not come clean, nor has really any of the mainstream media. Some of this information has now come out over the weekend. Some of it came out in dribs and drabs last week, and immediately the government tried to discredit it. But we have sources, and I will tell you that while we are not the source of much of what came out, the different people, these sources, some of which we are talking to, are talking to others. We are not an organization that cares about exclusives. I don't care about being first. I care about being accurate. I also held this information as long as we could from you, because I think it would have been much better if CNN, ABC, and NBC would have broken this, and I also think it would have been much better if the federal government would have come out. We received some of this information beginning on Tuesday of last week and began to do our own homework and investigation. By Wednesday afternoon, we knew it to be true. We have the sources, and we have documents in hand. So we know we're right. I warn you that while some of this now you have heard, others, there are, I think, five different points in here that is new and exclusive. I warn you that do not go to just anybody for additional. Just because these things we can verify because we have the documents in hand does not mean that we go any further than this. We have some other things that we are going to lock down in the coming days. We have some more tomorrow and the next day, and probably the next day and into next week, as we verify and also giving people in the government and the media the opportunity to tell the truth. The reason why this is important to me is this information will only divide us even more. I told you on Friday that I thought I had reached the bottom of my trust level with the government and with the media. Oh, no. No. No, I haven't. And now the government is out and out lying to you. They are engaging in a disinformation campaign to discredit and destroy. And some of our sources are under threat of 20-year prison terms for speaking to members of the media. I can just tell you that there are brave Americans that are at the highest levels that are begging you to listen and to take action and call your congressmen and call your media centers and say, why aren't you doing something about this? While the media continues to look at what the causes were of these two guys, there are, at this hour, three people involved in the bombings in Boston. The first one is the one we're going to address. You know the other two, they were caught on Friday. But the first one was caught on Monday. And we don't know at this point. I can speculate, but I won't at this hour. I can speculate, and I bet you can draw your own conclusions as well, as how he was involved. But we do know that he was involved. You can ask yourself this question: how many times does lightning have to strike in the first place for this guy to be at the scene of the crime and in the hospital and not involved? On Monday, following the bombings, a Saudi national was taken into custody in the hospital, having been injured in the blast. This is according to two FBI sources to the Blaze. They used the term in custody. That evening, his Revere apartment was searched and property was taken out, according to an NCTC source. NCTC is the National Counterterrorism Command Center. These are the people that make sure everybody's talking to each other. This is the group that makes sure that everything is coordinated. It is the main center. In exclusive timeline details now, the next day, Tuesday, the NCTC issued an event file. An event file is very important. An event file means we have a terrorist. An event file calling for his deportation using Section 212-3B. If you listened to me on Friday, the reason why I said 3, I said he's a very bad, bad, bad man, was to send a message to those in the Department of Homeland Security and in the administration. We knew he was a 3B status. 3B is about as bad as they come. This is somebody, if you get a 212-3B tag, it means that you have demonstrated yourself to be a proven terrorist and engaged in proven terrorist activity. It was created by the NTC Field Watch Commander at 4 p.m., and he was tagged as a 3B. These documents are time-stamped. Who actually tagged him as a 3B, we are not sure. We know the field commander or the field watch commander is the one who entered it. Which government agency said he's 3B, we don't know. But we do know this. It is almost impossible to charge someone with this. It is very, very difficult. You need solid evidence, because this isn't something that one group says, hey, 2123B. All of the departments have to agree that that evidence is strong enough to tag someone 2123B. It has to be almost certain proof and evidence. If any agency that is part of the NCTC disagrees with the charge, it cannot be applied. It's very important that you understand this is not something that is riddled with mistakes. If you had a 2123B, if one person objects and says that's not right, you are not allowed to tag them with that. It's a huge burden of proof. It is the equivalent in civil society of charging someone with premeditated murder and seeking the death penalty. So nobody called up and said, hey, 2123B, put it on, and we'll take it off later. Now, Tuesday, this happened on Tuesday. As soon as that happened, Tuesday morning, Secretary of State John Kerry meets with the Saudi Foreign Minister, Saud. The meeting is abrupt, and it is closed to the media. Tuesday, After that meeting, the FBI starts to backtrack from the suspect, saying he's no longer a suspect, he's a person of interest. Then he's no longer a person of interest, he's a witness. Then he's a victim, and then he's a nobody. Wednesday afternoon, the president has a chance encounter with the Saudi foreign minister Saud again, and the Saudi ambassador Adel Al-Jabir. They say this was about new developments in Syria. Do not believe it. Exclusive now from The Blaze, updated information. Wednesday at 5:35 p.m., the file, the 2123B, is altered. This is unheard of. This is impossible in the timeline due to the severity of the charge. If these things did happen, which they don't, if this did happen, you don't one day put a 2123B charge against somebody with deportation and then the very next day take it off. It would require too much to do it. The order was that deport order was rescinded. And this is critical that you understand, there are only two people that could do this. The director of the NCTC could order the change after talking to each department, after going to the FBI and the ATF and everybody else and saying, hey, you know that evidence we had, here's evidence against it, et cetera, et cetera. Only the department could do that by running everybody through and making sure that everybody signs off. Impossible to do in such a short period of time. Or somebody at the very highest levels of the State Department could do it. We don't have any evidence to tell you which one did it. Thursday, Janet Napolitano testifies before the House Homeland Security Committee that no Saudi national has been or was being deported. This goes directly against the order that we have in hand. Exclusive information now from The Blaze. Congressman Duncan is in possession of the original event file, along with members of the House Homeland Security Committee, Congressman King, McCall, and Miller. They have sent a formal letter of request, which we have a copy of and is now posted at The Blaze, for a classified briefing on the Saudi national and the deportation order. The Department of Homeland Security needs to answer Congress. Another exclusive now from The Blaze that was just reported on Fox Radio. Let me read it from Fox Radio. The Saudi national who was initially detained and then ruled out as a suspect in the Boston Marathon terrorist attack had been flagged on a terror watch list. Let me report. Had been flagged on a terror watch list and was granted a student visa without being properly vetted. A source close to the investigation revealed that Abdul Rahman Ali Al-Harbi had been deemed inadmissible under a section of the Immigration and Nationality Act, which declares ineligible for a visa any alien who is engaged in or is likely to engage after entry in terrorist activity. At least two additional sources have confirmed that Ali Al-Harbi is set to be deported as early as this week, contrary to statements made by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. Thursday of last week now, going back to the Blaze report today, Thursday, DHS and ICE told the media that there are two Saudi nationals, and it's the other one, not the one hospitalized for injuries suffered in the bombing. That's the one that's in custody and being deported. We would respectfully ask for any kind of evidence of that. Who is this second Saudi? There were no names, no pictures presented. The fact is, an event file was created for one Abdul Rahman Ali Al-Harbi, indicating that he was deported for terrorism activity, clearly stated on the event file, for the Boston bombing. If there is a file that has been created with another Abdul Rahman Ali Al-Harbi in mind, don't you think we should know about it? Also, exclusive from The Blaze. This Saudi had a student visa. This Saudi's student visa specifically allows him to go to school in Findlay, Ohio. He has been in this country now for 6 months. We cannot find any evidence that he is in Findlay, Ohio. He has an apartment in Boston, Mass. If this is a case of mistaken identity, then who is the person named in the file with the same name with the 3B charge? If DHS was working with a person as a source to out the bombers, then why is there a 3B charge? Exclusive. Why wasn't the Congressional Committee on Homeland Security notified? Why are they being cut out of all information? This is protocol. We're working on the family connections, and there is more to come. Sources tell us this will most likely now be kicked from DHS to the DOJ and labeled an ongoing investigation that just cannot no longer be discussed. This will be the reason Napolitano will not answer the Homeland Security Committee's request for a briefing. Like Benghazi, they have a heavy disinformation campaign floating a variety of scenarios to confuse the media, but that apparently doesn't take much. To prevent the story from being pursued, mistaken identity, wrong Saudi in custody. They are also working very hard to discredit those on the scent. I will give you more information on this in just a few minutes, but I want you to know, I need you to call your congressman right now. There are those congressmen that are aware of this, have seen the documentation. They're in the Homeland Security Committee. They know. They have seen it. They need your support. They need your help. If the American people do not stand up and they do not demand justice to be done and they do not demand information on where this Saudi is right now, our sources tell us there's one of two things. He's either on a plane tomorrow or he is already gone. We want to know where he is. We demand answers from the Justice Department and from this administration. You call your congressman right now and you ask them, are you aware of this information? If not, talk to the Homeland Security Committee. And if you are not on top of this and making this your first priority today, I want to know why. Call them. Now, I will give you more information and why this is happening, and also the media and how they responded behind the scenes, coming up in a few minutes.
From Salem, Youngstown, Warren, this is News Talk 600.
Fit family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Let me say that again. We're here. The number is 347-945-5229. And that was Glenn Beck. And Glenn Beck had made a statement on Friday that if the government did not come out and start telling the details of what was going on, that he was going to do so as he found out the information. And so I had been following that, and some people had texted me and said, hey, he came out this morning, and I was like, wow. So I wanted to hear it, and I wanted to hear it with you guys, because I think we don't understand that the severity of what's going on, what's being hidden, what has happened, and we are looking at this, in a one-dimensional view instead of in a 3D view, and we need to look around it.
I think we're being played.
I think we are too.
Oh, please. Yeah, this is the darkest administration we've ever had in recent time.
Jeff. No,
what?
George W. Bush gave us the Patriot Act, didn't he?
He gave you the Patriot Act, but they put it on steroids.
But no matter what, it should have
never been done, right? I agree.
Well, I mean, no, I'm not disagree with that.
I don't.
I understand.
I don't. And the reason why I don't agree is because we go with precedent again. And what's happened is one lays a foundation and one blows it up.
It still doesn't have anything to do with the darkest administration, because the darkest administration has hidden everything from the people's eyes, even though they saw it. The doggone news agency saw the thing burning for 8 hours. Then why the hell didn't the White House see it burning for 8 hours and get some help over there when they were only 45 minutes away by helicopter or jet from Italy to do something about it?
The ineptness of the administration.
Absolutely.
But that's something different. When the ineptness of the administration. But what's going on, and I'm not quite sure who the puppet master is completely, because it's bigger than what meets the eye.
Well, what people?
Because I can understand them trying to, I can understand the currency, I can understand the power, I can understand the greed. But what I don't understand is the call for martial law. They're showing me a picture on the Blaze right now of this young man allegedly sitting up in a wheelchair, kicking it. And they want to deem him as an enemy of the state, but not give him due process under the rights as an American citizen.
No! You must do that.
Never let a crisis.
Administration. Yeah, I mean they have to treat him like that. That's just,
no, Jeff.
If we're going to shut down, Guantanamo,
Jeff,
we must
look at the precedent.
We must.
No, it's not a must. This is not a must. American citizens on American soil are not treated in that manner.
Right.
That's what I'm just saying. I'm being facetious.
I know, but I'm just saying you don't do that.
I mean, we forget. The history books have been rewritten.
We've had two presidents who have put American citizens in concentration camps with nothing more than an executive order. The Japanese and the Germans.
Right.
And Woodrow Wilson did it, and so did FDR. By executive order. And we need to remember that. We need to remember the bad things that have happened in our past so we don't allow them to happen again.
We don't teach that.
Because right now we've got a whole pile of people out there saying, well, I'm not doing anything wrong, so what do I have to worry?
Well, even if you're not, but that's just it. You're not doing anything wrong, but you're being herded like cattle. And I don't know about you guys, but money flows through your hands like water now.
Yeah.
You can't go buy a gas station and not burp. I mean,
$40 to fill a Jeep today.
That's what I'm saying.
And a Jeep don't got a big gas tank.
That's what I'm saying. So try a small little truck. And
I wish I could fill my car up for
$40. That's what I'm saying. And let me also say this. Let's really look at what's going on here. I was in one place, and gas was $3.39 a gallon, and I was about 2 miles out, and it was $3.69.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that.
That has something to do with the where it came from and refineries and territories and distributorships. And
No. See, I can understand. I'm talking about on the corner of South Avenue and Midlothian.
Right.
And I'm talking about going down the street to another one in the same zone. What is it?
I don't know where the lines are. It might not be in the same zone. You just might think it is.
And this goes up 30 cents?
30 cents overnight it went up.
I'm talking about per drive.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I ain't talking about 330,
I saw 338 the other day. And when I went to get gas last night, it was 358.
I came in from Salem the other night. It was $3.69,
mm-hmm.
And I came in the Youngstown, and it was $3.39. I don't understand.
Well, that $3.39 disappeared real quick.
And down here,
diesel fuel's $4.
You keep your car.
You so it's premium gas.
But the thing is, this economy runs on diesel fuel. People get all upset about gasoline prices, but if you got it, it come on a truck.
If you got it, truck brought it.
Yep. And all those trucks are running on $4 a gallon diesel fuel, and they're getting about 9 miles of a gallon if they're lucky.
I'm watching this. I'm watching you go to the grocery store and pay $4 almost for a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying $3 for a gallon of milk.
Mm-hmm.
And
but you know what? That $3 a gallon milk.
Yeah.
It's been $3 a gallon forever. And what's really sad, Farmer's getting the same price for milk right now he's getting in 1975.
He can't afford all that.
Well, I got friends that have been farming for many generations, and used to be you went and bought new tractors every 4 or 5 years. A lot of them are still farming with the same tractors were bought in the 70s.
And we watched this. I mean, how much money do they spend on Friday? How much money do they spend on Friday? In locking down Boston, federal dollars.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's that. There's plus the millions of dollars in lost productivity.
Okay. But how much money did the federal government spend on Friday?
I'd hate to even guess.
How much money are they spending today? And I'm just saying, it doesn't affect us directly all the time, but it affected us indirectly because now when I go to get on a plane, I have to slip in to go naked. And they take all my toiletries at the gate that cost me money.
Right.
I mean, these all...
But now you can carry a knife again.
Giving us way too much information, Tracy.
Oh, they do. They take off my toiletries.
No.
Toiletries ain't nothing but lotion. But lotion is $4 and $7 a bottle.
I'm approved, Tracy. I can't take it.
Lotion is $7 a bottle. Black people without lotion is like, you know, a blind man without contacts or glasses. It's a bad deal. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Hey, Larry, how you doing, darling?
How you doing, Tracy?
Man, I'm having problems.
Well, I agree with you and Stick, but I also agree with Jeff on the Bush thing as far as Obama being the shady or shadow government there. I agree with Bush laid the groundwork and Obama blew it up. But it's crazy that liberals will use Bush still today as the boogeyman when Obama's Bush on steroids, on the spending, on, you know, the stuff like that. I mean, you see this. I listened to Beck's thing while I was traveling today, and you know, a lot of his stuff. If you've been on any of the other sites, like who's that, Alex Jones from InfoWars, they've been talking about this stuff even before Beck come out with it today. You know, some of the stuff. But you know, that kid is a U.S. citizen, but nobody in their right mind that really looks at it can honestly believe that the two of those kids, and because the one was 28, one's 19, I won't call them kid, they were young adults, did that all by themselves.
I agree. And we need to quit acting like it's by themselves, but then we need to treat, if you're citizens, you're citizens, and if you're not, you're not. But don't set a precedent that you can actually start flipping things around based upon how you, until you know something.
And I believe that's what the whole thing is about, is setting a precedent. I mean, where everybody's talking about martial law like it's something that could happen. We already seen that. That did happen in Boston last week. You know what I mean? There is video online. You can just Google it yourself. They pulling people out their houses at gunpoint, just marching right into your home at gunpoint for one 19-year-old kid.
You can't do that.
They did.
Now I got a question for you. Did anybody say no, they couldn't come in?
No, you got guys with assault rifles. What the left will term assault rifles. Just knock on the door and you open the door, they barge right in. And then had all these people marching out of their homes with their hands above their head, and they didn't do anything other than being home at the time.
But didn't they? But did anybody say no? Because, see, you come knock on my door.
Where's your search warrant?
I mean, because you can't come in my house, can you?
Well, they sure enough did. They didn't ask. They just did. And that's what I'm telling people, and that's what people are saying, that martial law, that was a trial run for it. And the American public, who should be, everybody should be up in arms, everybody's treating it, well, they were just trying to get that kid. No, you ain't coming in my house unless you have a search warrant.
And that's what I'm saying. So did anybody tell, on Friday, when they came into those people's houses, did anybody say no?
I'm
sure there was some that said no, and they're probably in handcuffs right now.
I don't believe there was not a single person.
What'd you say, Larry?
Well, just like Sticks put it, if there were people that did say no, they're in handcuffs right now without an attorney, without any due process or any charges. Because
we
of that.
We need to forget the first time.
Law declared.
Say that again, Larry. I missed you with the end of it.
Well, we had martial law declared. They just didn't declare it. They just went ahead and did it, and now they're looking at it, and ain't nobody saying anything about it. Yeah, there's a few people, and you can label, which I'm sure Glenn Beck will be labeled as a conspiracy nut, but, you know, Alex Jones and some of these other people. But you see, and I think, Tracy, you heard Michelle Malkin talk about it, that there's a lot of citizen journalists out there, and that's what we need to do. And so if you turn on any of the social media, Twitter or Facebook, you're seeing all kinds of regular citizens starting to question that. Well, hell, what right did they have to charge into these people's homes? They don't. But we allow it to happen.
Well, and we need to we don't need to forget the first time that this happened was during Katrina under George W. Bush, when they forcibly removed those people's firearms.
Yeah, which would not, would that should not have been done.
No, so that's where Tracy and them are right. We're ripping
right
on Obama. Bush did some of that stuff too.
I agree with that.
And so, again, when one person sets a precedent, the next one just comes along and just jumps on top of it too.
Slippery slope.
And right, yeah. What's happening is, as we are eroding the piece of paper, as almost like taking the Constitution and every 4 years, lightening up the ink so that you no longer can read it.
Right.
I wanted to know if you guys they have charged this young man, this 19-year-old man, was charged by the U.S. in connection with the bombings of the Boston Marathon, which turned the race into a murder event. Let me ask you this. He was charged under a sealed complaint and made his initial appearance today in a hospital room before the U.S. magistrate, according to Gary Wendt. Did they ever read him his rights?
No, they haven't, and they're not going to.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I don't understand. Help me out. Please, the number is 347-945-5229. They haven't read him. Do you realize you've got to read the man his rights? Doesn't he have rights?
We don't demand it. You know, we have stopped demanding that everybody be treated equal under the law.
You asked me
but
the other day.
They can't do it, because if you treat that kid as a U.S. citizen, then there's got to be discovery. Everything's got to be out in the open. And there's some stuff that they don't want out in the open on this. You and I and everybody that's listening know that.
But you can seal things. You've seen gag orders. You've seen them seal cases. It's one thing to seal them. It's another thing to prosecute a young man without having the due process.
They've made this guy out to be an evil, evil individual, Tracy. So the blind people that don't want to believe that this stuff is real will just buy into that and swallow what the media and the government is telling them.
He might be evil. I'll give you evil. I'll let him be evil, but evil does not take away. Jeffrey Dahmer was evil. But if you're an American citizen, if you take away the rights of one, you take away the rights of all.
Because I'm not doing anything wrong, so my rights aren't going to be bothered.
When they come and knock on your door and they make me have to take you in, then your rights are now, and you haven't done anything wrong because they're looking for me, then there's a problem there.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that to me, Tracy. You're just being silly.
Huh?
Well, they're just not going to do that to law-abiding people like us. That's only for them. They're criminal people. But we already know they're guilty before they've ever been charged.
Hold on. 440, your mic is on.
You know, the reason that they're not going to read him as Miranda rights is because they view him as an enemy combatant. We all know that they didn't have the resources to do this all by themselves. So, you know, they're part of a bigger group, and they're considered terrorists, which is completely different. And that could happen to any one of us. Oh, yeah. No, they're part of the bigger group.
You can call me a terrorist.
So call
it all depends. It all depends. If you didn't go to a training camp in, I don't know, Chechnya or whatever? They did. They left country.
What you're saying is they can walk, they can scoop anybody up off the street right now, call you a terrorist, and lock you up indefinitely.
Yes. If you're part
of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is all inside of our government, thanks to Obama.
Unless you're Saudi Arabian. Now, if you're Saudi Arabian, you can have your.
How come the president scooped that guy out of there so quick? How come he scooped that guy out of there so quick and sent him home? How did he do that? Why did he do that? Those two guys aren't the only ones that are the enemy of the state.
Well, just like Jeff said, or you know, Tracy and Sticks, Obama is not the first one to do that. You and I couldn't fly on 9/12/2001, but there were Saudi nationals heading back to Saudi Arabia on several planes all over the country.
I never heard that. I never heard that at all, and you got to have something to back that up with. You can't say that just because you want to protect the current president. Come on,
There are a couple things that I can say about most of the people on this line. Protecting the current president is just not a part of their number one agenda.
I hear it every day that you've given this guy a free pass.
Larry, I'm not here.
It's Paul.
Hey.
Yeah, to me.
No.
Let me add something hold to on, this,
hold on. I gotta let Alex jump in.
Yeah, I just wanted to say real quick that the day of 9/11, Bin Laden's brother was here and meeting with business associates of Bush's father, and we know that he got on a special plane and was allowed given clearance to leave the country. He's another Saudi national. But that's well documented. That's not
I got a question, Alex. I gotta ask this question because I gotta figure this out. Every time something happens, Saudi Arabia gets a bye.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. That's why I was so just against the whole thing in the first place, because after 9/11. Because what was it? 17 of the hijackers were from Saudi Arabia, and we go and attack Afghanistan, and it just didn't make any sense. And then when Afghanistan, they're saying, well, yeah, we'll give you Bin Laden, but we didn't want him. We just wanted to go in there. I mean, it was like I just don't believe anything that this government tells us, because it's just it's clearly an ulterior motive going on that's just unspoken, you know.
Hey,
I mean,
Tracy. I'm near my computer. For that guy that questioned whether Saudi Arabia nationals were able to leave after 9/11, there was a freedom of information request. FBI documents, they have the plane number, they have the flight log. It made four stops, started in Orlando, Florida, and was actually chartered and left the country with it went over all over the United States picking up Saudi nationals or the royal family and left. So, I mean, that's not, and please understand that I am not an Obama fan, never have been. but that's true. That and my statement was basically, if you're a U.S. citizen or any other nationality, Chechen, for instance, you can be an enemy combatant and be tried under that, unless you're from Saudi Arabia and you have family that are in the royal family over there, because you get a free pass.
See, And my question is, and Jeff wants to jump in, my question is, what is the connection here? Every time we have a bombing and the word Saudi Arabia comes, it's almost like a blip on the screen, and then it goes up in smoke, and it's like a vapor. And then we go somewhere else, and we shift our mind to somewhere else. So now we're going to blame everything that has happened in the last 7 days on a 19-year-old kid, not give him his rights. His father and mother are now out of the country. He's all alone. His aunt is a dingbat, and his uncle is crazy. Tell me, you can't tell me that this young man at 19 years old is the organizer, the orchestrator, the executor, and going to get blamed for it all, and we're going to blame. It's almost like blaming, you know, right here we talk about the FBI here in the Mahoning Valley. When we actually said, the mob was an old Italian, a young Italian, and a black guy. And once you put them in jail, you took out the whole mob. You following where I'm coming from, you guys?
See, and this whole argument about an enemy combatant really bothers me, because they did give Timothy McVeigh his rights. He was treated as a citizen. And
he was not trained outside this country. Do you not understand that? He was not trained outside this country.
I don't care where he was trained, caller.
Well, you got to know what the definition of it is.
But see, it's not about your
training. It's where he commits the act.
No, it's not about where you commit your act. It's not about your training. It's about your citizenship.
Yeah,
but
what,
if he'd have been on the battlefield
trained
in Iraq, that's a different story.
No. He is a citizen of the United States of America. I don't care if he blew up his grandmama. He's still a citizen, and she needs to be treated as such, even if you kill him and hang him by his kahunas. Go ahead, Jeff.
Now, let's end this argument because of this. In the Homeland Security Act that was passed under President Barack Obama, you can hold anyone at any time for an unprecedented time without charging them up under Homeland Security. That is the new rule that happened, and when we complained about it, nobody said a doggone word from the left. That is what you're dealing with here. They don't have to read him a Miranda. They don't have to read him anything, because up under Homeland Security, which he is in that realm because he did a bombing or is involved in it, he does not have to be charged. He can still be held, and nobody needs to say anything about his whereabouts. So now you have put in the law the ability to have political prisoners in America.
And if I'm not mistaken, that was signed and extended by executive order, if I'm not mistaken?
I don't know if it was executive order voted in. No, it was voted in by Congress. That's why nobody can believe it.
Now, was it done during this? I remember when it was done.
President Barack
Obama. No.
Obama.
I'm talking about with Congresses.
Yes.
Hold on. Was it all Democrats and Republicans?
No.
So Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats.
They allowed it.
It had bipartisan support.
So crazy.
Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me these clowns can't get together on nothing else, but they can figure out a way of detaining American citizenry just because they want to?
Right.
Pretty much.
Remember,
I can tell you one senator that didn't vote for it, and that was Rand Paul.
Listen, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get them Pauls in touch with you because you need to
I love Rand Paul's ideas, but he's crazy. He's a savant.
Hold on. Listen, Alex, I'm gonna find a way to get you in touch with Rand Paul, because if anybody I know needs to be on Rand Paul's campaign, it's you. You need to be sitting there right next to him with a gun.
I like Rand Paul.
Not like that. You like Rand Paul. Alex is like Rand Paul's stepbrother.
Does he have a picture of him in the dining room?
I think
on the wall.
You know, most black people have Martin Luther King, JFK, and Barack Obama. Alex, he got one of his kids, his wife, his mom, and Ron Paul, and then Rand Paul. So
and Tracy,
that group that
was meeting in Washington D.C. that had the Saudi nationals as well as Bin Laden's brother was named the Carlyle Group. They were meeting that day on September 11th. 2 days later, they were on a plane out of the country, no questions asked. And nobody else in the United States was being able to fly. So that's where I come with the Saudi thing. If you're Saudi Arabian national, whether you're here doing business or illegal business, you're protected.
So my question is, what's up with Saudi Arabia? Y'all ain't answered that question because y'all know I'm as dumb as a cluck when it comes to foreign policy. What's up with
where
the
we
Saudi?
Get most of our, where are we getting all that sweet crude? Remember when the prices of gas went through the roof? Bush himself went to Saudi Arabia and asked them to increase production.
Get
they
the
said
ring.
We're already at capacity.
Well, they're also propping up our banks, too. They're propping up our banks.
Yeah,
they're
buying all of our debts right now.
Yeah,
it's Saudi Arabia.
Up our banks.
I was hoping that China might be the one, because I like Mandarin.
That's my big thing is we've got enough oil in the United States till it's Saudis go fly a kite, and we can't drill for it.
They don't want to. So hold on.
They're getting ready.
Hold on. We know that we have an oil addiction. We know this. Saudi is our great best friend who does not like us. Yet we have our own resource, but we won't use it because we're trying to stay friends with our best friend.
No.
It's all insanity at all levels of government. Natural gas right now is 50 cents a gasoline gallon equivalent, but you're not allowed to convert your car unless you've got an EPA-approved conversion to run natural gas through your car, which runs cleaner than gasoline. But the EPA won't approve any new conversions, so you can actually burn the natural gas in your car, which is 50 cents a gallon, and we've got more of it than we know what to do with.
And Tracy, the why Saudi Arabia? You got to remember there are two fractions of Islam. There's the Sunni and the Shiites, and neither one of them really like us a whole lot. The Sunni like us a little bit more than the Shiites, And the largest.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So
they both
so,
hate us. They both hate us. The one
right.
who hates us a little bit more.
So one loves, one hates me, and one hates me more. But I'm asleep with both of them, and pray that both of them come and dance with me at the prom.
Yeah, and the biggest country in the Arab world that has a Sunni, and it's the Wahhabism, I think is how you say it. That is Saudi Arabia. Qatar and some of the other ones are smaller, but Saudi Arabia is the largest one over there. And so we have a unique relationship, both parties, with the Saudi Arabian royalty, the royal family.
What were you saying, Jeff?
Don't forget that who created OPEC, you guys. This is a plan, and I told you what the plan was. I know nobody remembers it because they think I'm crazy when I say it. When they've got the best plan for a world, a new world order.
Well, that's what he said.
What's his name?
Henry Kissinger.
Henry Kissinger created OPEC, and when they created OPEC, the high up placed guy in the government that's a chaplain says they're going to deplete OPEC. Down so far because they know that there's oil. Now, I've learned this 8 years ago, so it's way before they announced that we had oil here in the United States. But they said that they're going to deplete the supply of oil of OPEC. Then they're going to double-cross them, but they'll be so tied up with us in that they cannot do anything without us. So, therefore, they'll be unwilling people that have to follow after us because we'll have all the oil in the control of it and we'll have the oil dollar again. So that's why you have a left side progressivism and a right side. The right sides are the ones that are going to pull the double cross, and they're going to keep the whatever we're trading in led by the United States.
Okay, Jeff. So say you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And the number is 347-945-5229. Before I even go to Jeff being right today, I'm going to take a break because I want to know, if Jeff is right, then why do you have to bomb American people and scare the crap out of them to make it right? Because don't answer it now. I'm going to break. I just want to know because some things just baffle me, and I'm really confused. And right now I see things going up in smoke. I see the erosion of the American Constitution. I see America going along with it, and I really don't understand why we're being silent on this. And I know what the kid did was wrong. It was heinous. It's a terrible thing, but you can't go after a young man and not be incensed, because if you erode his rights, you erode yours. And people in the inner city, those of you who are of color, people who are preaching, you need to pay attention, because you are not in the cheap seats thinking that you can just get over this, because that's not what's going to happen. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
The next 4 years are crucial to continue the progress we've made in the city of Youngstown. As your next mayor, I will work to rebuild our neighborhoods, create and retain jobs, and fund our safety forces. I have a proven record of public service. As Mahoning County Commissioner, I provided fiscally sound and innovative solutions to managing budgets and the bottom line. I will bring that same experience to the mayor's office. I'm John McNally. I would appreciate your vote for mayor of the city of Youngstown. Our best days are ahead. Let's keep moving forward.
Paid for by McNally for Mayor.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. Charges have been filed against the 19-year-old suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings. ABC's Aaron Katursky has the details.
Shohar Tsarnaev has been charged in an 11-page criminal complaint with the deadly use of a weapon of mass destruction against persons and property at the Boston Marathon, a charge that makes the 19-year-old eligible for the death penalty. Tsarnaev made his initial court appearance in his hospital room before a federal magistrate. Court records say there was nothing near the spot of the second explosion that could have caused it, other than Tsarnaev's backpack.
The White House says Tsarnaev will not be tried in a military tribunal.
The Boston suspect will face justice in the civilian courts.
White House Press Secretary Jay Carney vehemently calls that the right path, which has put other terrorists behind bars.
The Times Square bomber, Faisal Shahzad, pleaded guilty and was sentenced to life in prison. Abdulmutallab, the so-called underwear bomber, was sentenced to life in prison.
Some in Congress argue he should be declared an enemy combatant, but Carney insists that's against the law to try an American citizen like the surviving brother in anything but a civilian court. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
There will be a minute of silence at 2:50 in Massachusetts for the victims, marking 1 week since the bombings. Floodwaters continue to rise in parts of the upper Midwest. Hundreds of homes expected to be damaged in Peoria tonight when the Illinois River crests at record heights. Rescuers continue to search for survivors of the earthquake in China. Hundreds are dead and many more missing. It struck in the same region where a quake killed nearly 100,000 in 2008. A Washington State science teacher has been named National Teacher of the Year. 35-year-old Jeff Charbonneau is credited with helping transform his small Villa High School into a place where nearly every student graduates with some college credit. He'll be honored by President Obama in a White House ceremony tomorrow. This is ABC News.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Pope Francis continues to make changes at the Vatican. ABC's Megan Williams says he wants more women and non-Europeans in key posts.
The move is part of a plan to help overhaul the dysfunctional Vatican administration. But observers say the Vatican is hardly becoming a crusader for women's rights. The vast majority of top Vatican jobs are still held by men. And just last week, the Pope disappointed many by backing the Vatican's censure of the largest group of American nuns for being guilty of radical feminism. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
The National Association of Realtors says housing prices are still climbing despite a dip in sales in March. Why?
We've got fewer homes in the market than we do buyers. And so that supply and demand imbalance is pushing up prices. And the price increases are giving investors a little pause for concern.
Walter Maloney of the National Association of Realtors. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Sweet Jack on News Talk 600. Log on to our website and take advantage of half price gift certificates from our area restaurants, golf courses, spas, salons, and more. Every week, you'll find half price deals from some of the area's best places to dine, play, and shop.
Welcome to Los Gallos Authentic Mexican Restaurant, now in Howland. Enjoy authentic Mexican foods prepared using only the freshest traditional ingredients, from tacos to burritos. The Zambrano family have been serving the Valley since 1996, and they're pleased to announce the opening of their brand new location in Howland, 8220 East Market Street in the Howland Plaza. Be sure to visit Los Gallos' other locations in Boardman on Route 224, North Lima, Austintown, Struthers, and Bedford. For more, visit them on the web at losgallosmexican.com.
Keep checking back for more half-off certificates from our area businesses. Sweet Jack Local Deals from 600WSOM.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling. Because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassetech.com.
Hello, I'm Youngstown Mayor Chuck Samaroon. On Tuesday, May 7th, a charter amendment is on the ballot in Youngstown. This charter amendment will create laws that cannot be enforced. It will drive away the businesses that build pipe and equipment for the oil and gas industry. The proposed charter amendment is not just a bad law. It will kill jobs and opportunity in Youngstown. Companies such as V&M would not be able to locate in Youngstown because they make products used in the oil and gas business. Democrat and Republican leaders, as well as labor and business leaders, oppose this amendment. We've worked hard to get Youngstown moving forward. Factories are opening and workers are training for and getting good paying jobs. This amendment will stop Youngstown's economic progress in its tracks. This is Youngstown Mayor Chuck Samaroon. Please join our bipartisan coalition and protect Youngstown jobs. Vote no on the job-killing charter amendment on Tuesday, May 7th. Thank you.
Paid for by Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Local 396. Butch Taylor, Treasurer. Not authorized by any ballot issue committee.
SOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Hey, Claude.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Good, you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Boston, but I'm actually from the UK.
Well, tell me what's going on in Boston.
Well, everything is back to normal now, but as you can imagine, there was a lot of stuff going down a couple of days ago. It was pretty much all locked down. People were nervous. Not really much else to say apart from that. Just
now,
hoping
they
that
actually,
they would get caught.
Now, let me ask this: Were you a part of the area that was locked down there in Boston? And how did? I mean, you're from the UK, you said.
Yeah.
Did you really think that would ever happen in the United States, if they would lock down a whole city like that?
I think for two guys, it seemed a bit excessive, but I guess, you know, any action has to be taken in order for them to be caught. So, yes, I was really surprised that it would happen, but I guess it was necessary in the end, you know, just to bring them to justice.
Now, were they actually searching people's homes without search warrants?
Yeah, that's correct, because, well, their excuse was that because it's like a federal issue, they had the right to do so. So I wasn't actually in the directly affected area, so my house wasn't searched, but I have friends whose houses were searched, and it was pretty bad for them because they almost treated the occupants as if they were guilty, you know, of helping out these terrorists.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. I have a problem with that. And that's not the America that I was raised up in. And nor the America that I want to see in the future. Because that's not supposed to happen here.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you're not supposed to just come to my house. What were you saying?
Yeah, I was just going to say that it's a bit of an odd metaphor, but just hear me out here. I think that if we compare the United States to a pizza, the base is the United States, and all the toppings are the different people and all the different values and cultures that we have there, and they all work together to make a fantastic country and a fantastic pizza that tastes really nice. But if we take away one of the ingredients, then, you know, what's going to happen? It's all going to turn really bad. It's not going to be very good. It all breaks apart. So the point I'm making is that for them to take away almost our right to our privacy and stuff and just start to search people's houses was pretty bad.
And that's what my concern is. My concern is, even with this young man, you know, I don't mind you charging him, and what he did was absolutely heinous, and we need to go after him. And if you want to go through the due process, we find him guilty, I think that we should, you know, do whatever's necessary, whether it be, you know, lethal injection. You can hang him out and put a firing squad. I don't mind. But go through the due process, but don't usurp the authority of the rights of the people, because if they do one house, if they treat one person outside of the Constitution of the United States, they can treat all of us that way if they don't like what we're doing. And that bothers me. It just does. Because we have a future, and we don't know what's going to come around, what's going to happen in our future. And if we make precedents, that's just not going to be a good thing.
Well, I'm going to go back to it one more time. We've had two presidents in this country that have put people in concentration camps with executive order.
So, and why do we continue to allow it?
Because they're playing us like a fiddle. The American people right now are being played like a fiddle to give up their rights for security. They're being told we have to do this for security reasons. And I don't believe we need to do this for security reasons.
Alex, your mic is on. Jeff, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm telling you what it is, and welcome man from the UK up there. Oh, he's gone already?
He's gone already.
Anyway, if you can hear us, thanks for calling, because your perspective was very good to see. But you are in a time that you asked for this. I'm sorry to say, all of those of you that support, you know, the leftist leanings, and then those of us who did not put the Bush administration's feet to the fire because we were afraid some more planes were going to fly. And that's the thing. We did not we didn't take care of our own government. And just like the one preacher I saw last week, Dr. Miles Monroe, he said, you turned your country over. You know, you turned it over to evil people. And sure enough, you have the darkest set of people. And I'm not talking about complexion. I'm talking about in the way that they do things. How do you go and take Fast and Furious? And Bush administration had a similar program where they tracked the guns by numbers and by chips. You take the numbers off and the chips, and then you do the same thing because you want to foment some kind of gun control in America. That's dark. They need to be gone. They need to be impeached. They need to be voted out in the midterms and in 2016.
We don't tell it. And look.
That's what I'm just saying.
I'm talking about Glenn Beck talking about what, you know,
right?
the Saudi
young man. Saudi, yes.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. We do want to hear from you today. You know, Glenn Beck is internet television. You gotta he's internet, I mean, seriously. He's almost like me.
Right.
He got more money than
he's on Dish too now.
Yeah, but see Dish only goes in the Dish houses. Why not? Going in, why is it not on every channel where he's on Time Warner, he's on Armstrong, he's on Comcast, not just Dish?
Because they don't want him.
It's not about they don't want him. Listen to what I'm saying.
Yes, it is.
I'm talking about why aren't they reporting it also? Where is, you know, fair and balanced?
They're not fair. No, nobody. Well, Fox, I'll guarantee you, will bring it pretty soon. All they're doing is trying to make sure that stuff is right. But the thing is because this is not going to be very, you know, pretty for the administration.
Who cares?
I know.
Who pays?
Well, the
When did Barack Obama start paying for the media to keep their mouth closed? When did that become a part of the federal payroll?
Before he got Donald.
Yeah, as soon as he started running for president, they became his propaganda.
Right.
So when do we take back the public? Remember, okay, let's go here for a minute. Public airways.
Mm-hmm.
FCC, we pay people very, very well at the FCC. It is a part of the budget that we are in deficit to pay all these people in the FCC.
Right.
What do they do all day long? Pick their nose?
Drink coffee.
740, your mic is on. Or we just wait for people to cuss on TV and have, what do they call it, wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah.
I understand the reason why they want to try him as an enemy combatant, and that is that he would be judged by a military tribunal. If he is tried as a citizen and read his Miranda rights, he don't have to say anything. He won't have to say a word, and they'll never get to the bottom of who he's working for. Those two boys did not do this by themselves. This is my understanding of what. Am I right or wrong?
I think you're right.
Absolutely.
But see, this is my issue. I think you're right. I think the reason why they want to have a tribunal because they want to be able to go through, put him out of Guantanamo Bay, and torture him and waterboard him do anything they possibly can to get the information out of him. Not too long ago, we were jumping up and down about Dick Cheney.
Not me.
And waterboard.
Not
no,
me.
I'm just saying. Now, wait a minute, hold on. I'm just saying. We were screaming about people being mistreated, but we wanted information out of them because that's just you don't do that to people and you don't waterboard. And they did all this. Remember that? Remember Gitmo and we don't waterboard, we don't torture people?
That's liberals. For that. Hey, if you do something stupid like that, I'll torch the hell out of you. I see people's limbs that were flying up in the air. There's a little boy that's 8 years old that's no longer with us.
But hold on, guys. But you got to also understand, he's still an American citizen.
Yep.
And I'm proud to be an American. Yet I know I'm free. See, we messed up somewhere along the way when we let people. Because remember, he took from
he's a naturalized citizen.
Right, he's a naturalized citizen. So we allowed him to become a citizen.
He's a subversive is what he is. That's all he is.
Now, hold on.
You know?
But he's still an American citizen.
And if they can take away his rights, they can take away mine.
CNN's announcing right now that he's going to be charged as a civilian.
And they're happy as they can be, I'm sure.
Who?
Well, CNN.
Oh, I think he should be charged as a civilian. He's a citizen, and the act happened on U.S. soil.
Well, it's not about U.S. soil. I'm still a citizen.
No, because we had, in the Second World War, we had plenty of U.S. citizens in POW camps because they were fighting in German uniforms. They were caught on the battlefield in Germany, and they had German uniforms on. Just like the one that they caught at the very start of this mess in Iraq. If you've got a rifle in your hand on foreign soil shooting at Americans, then you're an enemy combatant.
He had a pressure cooker, and he blew folks' legs and arms.
If he'd have done it in Iraq, he'd have been an enemy combatant. And because he did it, because it happened in the United States, he's a U.S. citizen.
Here's the one thing I want you to remember: if that was one of your relatives or one of your kids that happened to, believe me, you want that sucker tortured to hell. You want to find out who's behind it. Believe me, I feel sorry for them parents of that 8-year old kid. Torture the hell out of them. I want to know who's behind it. I don't care.
I do too, but I can't compromise my principles for vengeance.
Not at the cost of the Constitution of the United States of America. Not at the because I remember, and this is my issue. Not that what he did was not heinous, but if you allow one, you allow another one. And remember, America does not always do what America should when America should do it.
Well, we got the leader of the country that's not doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Hello?
He's just practically, he tears up the doggone Constitution.
And you want to allow him to tear it up some more.
Right, and that's my issue.
Why
we
not?
Already,
I mean, he's already...
No, because
it's
all
already
we'll do
a
is,
socialist country. It's
no,
already
not yet.
A
not yet.
Country.
Not yet. But now what happens in the next... What happens in the next four... You know, in the next 4 years. And, you know, we
you
hope that we'll get a
conservative country.
Hopefully we'll get
that's
a conservative in there who's going to have common sense, who's going to try to steer us back to real American value. Maybe. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
But what happens if we get somebody in there who's even lefter, who's lefter than the current leftist? Is lefter a word?
Can be if you want it to be.
Okay. Who's lefter than the current leftist president that we have right now?
You mean
yeah, you can
cheerlead Hillary Clinton into the White House again, just like we cheerleaded this guy in. That's what's going to happen. We're going to cheerlead Hillary Clinton. She's worse than he is. She's an idiot. She's an idiot. And
No, wait a minute. I don't think she's an idiot.
She's very intelligent.
I don't think she's an idiot. I think she's a lefter than the leftist.
Hillary Clinton is wicked. If you know what the word wicked means, that's what Hillary is. And she's very cunning in her wickedness.
You want to know who the white people were that helped elect all these liberals? I'll tell you. Go back to the 60s and 70s, and they're all the hippies.
That's
They've
who they
just
are.
Gotten
You're
older.
Right. You're right.
I know
they're,
right.
They're the love children of the 70s and the 60s.
It's exactly
the flower
right.
Child. The flowers. You
and
are absolutely
she,
right.
And that's what she is. She is one of the biggest hippies that ever walked.
No. Remember, she was head of the Republican.
Goldwater Republican.
Yeah.
No, but she gave up everything to go to the left. If you read any of her biography, she gave up all that and went solely with Bill. She was just like, they're both like completely nuts. I'm telling you. Yeah, this is all the hippies. The hippies still reign.
But they're not wearing dashi. They're not wearing, what do they call them?
Birkenstocks. Yeah, she used to wear those headbands and all that stuff.
They were the flower children. They had flowers in their hair, and I just read about them. And they smoked.
Yeah,
they smoked weed.
She wore that stuff.
Now you're talking about in the late 60s and early 70s, because she really was a Goldwater Republican, which is really amazing to me.
Not really.
Why not? Why not, Jeff?
Because Goldwater Republicans, Republicans, which I'm glad the party put down. The Goldwater Republicans were the ones that did not really, they were kind of prejudiced, if you remember.
Kinda?
Yeah, because.
Did you say kinda?
Yeah.
That wasn't kinda.
Yeah, well, it was kinda, because Goldwater really didn't disagree with civil rights. He disagreed with trying to make people be, in other words, if you had a club, you had to let any and everybody in, and he didn't agree with that.
He was a libertarian.
Right. He voted against that, and they said he voted against civil rights when he really didn't. So he got all of those, that one group of people to kind of follow after him, not really recruiting them, but allowing them to tag along so he had the support.
Well, I actually read where Goldwater, you know, he said that America wasn't ready for inclusion. And I actually now, and I was too young to know anything then, and now that I look back, I don't think America was ready for inclusion. I don't think they were ready for immigration.
Still isn't.
I don't.
What did you say, Alex?
I say it still isn't. I think it's a fallacy if people think that this country is actually integrated today. I mean, you can walk through any city, any neighborhood, and you can clearly still see. I mean, neighborhoods are still segregated. Schools are still just as segregated for the most part as they were 50 years ago. You know, and there's a reason for that, because you can't, you know, all the government can do is, all it can do is either take away from people or destroy something. And so the government is just force. And so that's just, you can't force equality. It has to be earned. And I don't think, and it's a tough thing to say, it's a tough thing to swallow, but it's the truth. Equality cannot be forced. It has to be earned. And that's why things persist as they are, and we keep trying to put Band-Aids on problems, and we just make problems worse, because we just make more and more people dependent on a system and dependent on government force, which, you know, it just makes the government bigger, makes our deficits bigger, makes the welfare state bigger, makes the, you know,
fit family,
and it makes everything just worse, you know. So yeah, if people think things are much different, you know, than 50 years ago, they're smoking something. I mean, superficially, yeah, but I mean, when you remove the covers, no, it's still the same as it was 50 years ago.
Wow, I tend to agree with.
See, I don't think anybody should be forced to serve anybody that they don't want to. But I don't believe there should be a law saying that people should be. And it goes with the smoking thing, and it goes with anything. If I own a shop, I should be able to decide who I serve.
The problem is, you own a shop, you should be able to decide whom you serve. But when you rule out when your whole city rules out a whole populace.
But that's different. That's government.
No, that was social. Government just enforced that, but that was social.
See, that's where it becomes unconstitutional, because even the local governments still have to uphold the Constitution. So if a local government is taking public sources, taking public revenues that is coming from both, you know, coming from everyone, and then giving special interest or favors to a certain group, or denying rights to certain people, you know, it becomes a constitutional issue then. You know, as long as everyone's rights are protected and their opportunity and everyone's given the same opportunities, I believe that everybody, black, white, whatever, will, you know, they could all have their own and be prosperous. But, you know, the problem is certain people, like, historically the problem has been, you know, a lot of Caucasian white people, whatever you want to call them, didn't like to see when black people got ahead. And so then they would use their influence and power to, you know, put them down. And mm-hmm. That was the problem, you know. But if given everybody has the same opportunities and rights, I think everybody can be prosperous in this country.
Well, according to Walter Williams, I heard him speak on the radio one time. According to Walter Williams, the reason the Jim Crow laws were enacted was because certain store owners wanted segregated businesses, but they weren't making any money off of them, so they needed the government to come in and enact these laws so nobody could have an integrated business. I'm just telling you what the man said. He's a pretty smart guy.
You have to understand, it was a plan to keep people under. And to keep the, because you need to keep, you only succeed if you have a working class people that you can actually take advantage of.
Right.
Okay. So America was built on slave labor.
Mm-hmm.
When slavery, and remember, we're still talking about dollars and cents. When slavery was abolished, you still needed to have that type of cheap labor. And so Jim Crow came in. Remember, when Social Security and all that kind of stuff came around, black people were not a part of that equation because they still weren't considered.
Right. The occupations covered were not normally held by black people.
No. No. So as a matter of fact, we're so beholden to the union when the union wouldn't let you in. So So you worked on mill jobs. People came here and they migrated more north, mm-hmm. yet they weren't a part of the union. And so your classification in the mill was based on your ethnicity.
That's right. People forget that the Davis-Bacon Act was done to keep blacks from competing with union labor in the
Correct.
North.
Okay, so you have to look at all that. Remember the porters and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
When they wanted to organize, they were having a hard time. Martin Luther King didn't die because he was fighting quiet rights. He started talking about economic development and money when he got into the strike for the trash can people.
Yep.
So we need to all understand the economics of this.
Right.
So when you started with inclusion and you started merging these things together, you were going to erode your foundation where you have people who were picking grapes. Like, so here we go with immigration.
Right.
In America today.
And I just heard the president of some farm group says that they have to have the labor in order to make money.
So again, here we now.
So now we got another underclass.
So now we right. So now that we have another underclass, I don't need your class.
That's right.
Turn your mic on. So I don't need your class. And so since I don't need your class, I have another underclass who's doing the labor that the same slave laborers do. And now we have another Jim Crow, which is now called incarceration, because now we've turned that into a privatization as well as a public. They are actually building things
right.
outside of our prisons for cheap labor.
Right.
So we need to look at the economics of this. Hey, South Carolina.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Listen, when you said that, Tracy, you know, it's like this. Okay, blacks in the early, around the turn of the century, in the early 1900s, would be what Mexicans are today.
Yes,
and somewhat in the sense that, and with the exception of them being locked out, Mexicans are being locked out because they're illegal, and blacks are being locked out because of discrimination against their color, and but you know, Booker T. Washington said, you know, the black man needs to make himself such a good tradesman that he is too valuable not to have on the job. And that's what he wanted to do, but W.B. Du Bois wanted to go into a different direction and have us to be intellectuals and sell our intellectual, you know.
The problem is, South Carolina, we needed to do both, and we were too dumb
exactly.
to realize we needed to have both sides of the equation. And I will tell anyone, you need to be in the boardroom as well as on the picket line at the same time. And so when you look at this, this really is not about race. It's about money. And it's about power and getting things done so that I can make money. When we look at the inequity of the dollar in America, of who has money and who doesn't have money, the question is, who gave the people with the money the money? If you want to look at the Walmarts and want to talk about the Waltons and how much we despise, how much money they make.
Poor people in this country got all the money.
But no.
Yes, they did.
Now listen to what I'm saying. If you look at where the Waltons made their money, they made their money on the poor people. Remember, they had.
That's what I said.
But they gave their money away. And so we despise the Waltons, but we gave the Waltons the money we had. Now we hate that we gave it to them, and we can't do anything about it.
That's crazy looking.
Jeff, you can't say that out loud.
I had to.
See, that's what happens when you got TVs in
yeah,
the room.
Yeah.
Jeff starts watching TV and talking stuff out loud. But I'm just saying, you understand.
I know what you're saying. I've said all along, poor people in this country got all the money.
They don't have the money. They gave it away.
They know they still got it.
No, they don't have it anymore. Because when you really look at the equity chart, if you look at the top 1% that they keep talking about, this mysterious 1%,
But it's the 99% that spend all their money.
But listen to what I'm saying. They already got it.
It's the 1% that owns the businesses and the 99% that spend the money.
No, we're not talking about the own. We're talking about when you talk about the 1% that you hear President Obama and the rest of them talking about. They're so far off the chart. It's unbelievable. That 1% that they're talking about.
Actually, they're talking about 1/10 of the top 1%.
And when you look at them, it'll blow your mind.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason why they got to where they are is because we gave them our pennies. Go ahead, Alex.
I guess you kind of went on to a different subject, but I was going to say that, you know, I don't really agree with Booker T or Du Bois. I'm more of a Marcus Garvey type of guy. The Marcus Garvey, you know, because both of them were talking about, well, how do we sell our labor, you know, and instead of thinking of creating our own enterprises rather than trying to work for somebody else's, you know, Marcus Garvey, he created, you know, he was forward thinking, creating, you know, commerce, creating, you know, he wanted to establish trade between blacks in America and Jamaica and in Africa, you know, actually, had the his ship liner. But that whole thing was sabotaged by the United States FBI. The first black FBI agent was enlisted to infiltrate Marcus Garvey's movement, and it's these things that I'm talking about, you know, it's only the creation of real enterprise that creates the real wealth, the generational wealth that that would really set, but that sets any group of people free, and it's these types of things that continue to happen that, you know, our own government just sabotages us, you know, and targets us for, you know, all
so
types
Alex,
of things.
So my question is, and this is a good way to end the day. Why is it that we see what has happened to everybody in America, the Native American, the African American, the Hispanic American, the European Americans, the Japanese American, the German Americans? Why is it that we have bought into this, I need to trust my government with my life?
Because...
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229.
Yeah.
Why is it that somebody... I mean, right now, if you ask people, they are so dependent upon the government of the United States of America, they think that the government is their friend.
That's right. They love it.
Well, it's because most black people in America have the sense that they need the government because of the civil rights era, that the government refused to step in to protect our civil rights, and so you know, but they had to basically kill off our leaders, like including Dr. King and Malcolm X, because Dr. King would have never went for affirmative action. If anybody who reads his book, you know, Why We Can't Wait, which was written in 1964, if they have any, you know, any grasp on what Dr. King believed, they would know that he would have never went for affirmative action, which is why he had to be killed before they implemented even that such nonsense. You know, so I think that we've just been so beaten down so much that a lot of people just don't feel like they can do anything unless the government gives it to them.
Well, Alex, there's an awful lot of white people that feel that way too.
I was getting ready to say.
I mean, you got tons and tons and tons of people of all persuasions that think the government is somehow protecting them, when government policies is what has driven us to this point, and they've driven us to the point where you can't save money without having to go into the stock market and play Russian roulette with your money, because they've devalued your currency, and they've also devalued the value of your labor with the devalued currencies. And people don't realize that it's government policies that's done this to them, and they believe that the government is somehow their friend and is going to save them.
They do.
Hold on, Tim Ryan got married over the weekend.
Oh, wow. He must be running for president.
He looks like a one percenter.
Tim Ryan is our United States representative from the 17th district here in Ohio, for those
yeah,
that don't know.
I see this picture over here. He ain't slumming it, that's for sure.
No.
That ain't no cheap wedding.
Oh, man, you see the suits that these guys be wearing?
Yeah, I know.
They walked into a place one time, I was playing, and You could feel the wealth on this suit. You could feel it. They had the nicest suit thought I ever seen in my life.
They didn't come from Men's Warehouse.
Hey Jeff, how you doing? Congratulations, Tim.
Yeah, congratulations, Tim.
Definitely.
I just saw that. I'm like, wow. Were you? I wasn't invited to the wedding. Were you invited to the wedding?
No.
No.
Okay, just checking.
I got a question though in that.
Yeah.
You know, I know when folks, they smell well, but I guess I'm old fashioned. I mean, I guess I'm kind of set in my ways, and I don't see me getting a hold of a big old pile of money and going out and buying no $1,000 suit. $1,000 on a suit just don't.
It's relative. South Carolina, it's relative. It's still relative.
I can't see spending $1,000 on no suit.
It's still relative.
And no good well, I ain't going to spend $5 on no pair of shoes.
No, I don't see me.
On a pocketbook.
I see Tracy spending $5,000
on a pair of shoes. $4,500 on a pocketbook. $5,000 shoes.
A purse.
No.
$5,000 on a purse.
That's crazy.
No.
If I had it, I wouldn't spend that much.
No. Someone asked me the other day, if I had $28 million, what would I do? And I thought I'd buy up some land and start businesses so that I could put people to work. No. That's what I would do.
You better start a business first that works, and then let it develop. Because you'll waste all your money paying people to do not a doggone thing.
No.
Yeah.
I already, they would all work.
Yeah, I'm saying they would all work, but you waste your money.
Why would I waste my money?
Because you need to develop a business that'll work.
I would, McDonald's.
Well, I mean, you say you buy some McDonald's.
I'm just saying, but I mean, right now we got, I mean, there are businesses out there that need to come to Youngstown that I would love to have a
not
Trader
McDonald's.
Joe's. Trader Joe's, Whole Foods. You know, people travel all the way
Whole
to Pittsburgh
Foods,
to go to
yeah.
Whole Foods.
And Cleveland.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they would work here. I don't have to go. I ain't got to. It just takes money to say I'm going to do it.
It just takes money to buy the franchise.
Yeah, that's about it. Or go find one, figure it out. Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles would do me well. I mean, people travel all over the place to make it happen.
My dad always wanted to start Little George's French Fried Rabbits.
Not that don't own my life.
Rabbit tastes like chicken.
But I mean, if you look at what seriously, I would not.
Southern fried rabbit.
But I wouldn't have a $28 million house in the Mahoning Valley. That's what we were talking about.
Well, no twenty. Who would put $28 million in a house? But somebody that had billions.
Okay.
I would.
If I had $28 million, I'd have $1 million house. So I guarantee you.
I'd buy $28 million on the ground.
It isn't. I don't need more than that.
But there's a $28 million house here.
Yeah.
I'd buy $28 million.
Where's $28 million house?
There's a $28 million house there.
I'd buy $28 million worth of ground. You know the story about farmers, don't you?
No. Here we go.
They ask them if they wanted to own the whole county. They said no. Just what joins us?
What joins us?
The whole county.
No.
The whole state.
But I would do that kind of stuff. But I'm just saying. But in South Carolina, $1,000 suit. No. I don't see don't put it this way. I may wear a $1,000 suit, but I ain't paying $1,000 for it. How's that?
I know a lot of people.
Does that make sense? I will wear $1,000 shoes, but I'm not paying $1,000 for them.
Gotcha.
That I can say out loud.
Because
I'll put $1,000 on my back and only spend $10.
My wife does that. She's very good at
that. I'm good at that. So don't y'all look at me and don't think I got a lot of money because it's not true. I just shop well. Didn't I tell y'all Angel for Animals had a garage sale over the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Then did I go in there and have a good time? Absolutely.
So did you move anything out of your wardrobe to complement the stuff that you moved into your wardrobe?
Or? I didn't buy any clothes.
Oh, you didn't buy any clothes.
I didn't buy any clothes.
Oh, okay.
Moment of silence.
Oh.
Just minutes away. Huh?
Tracy, I go to the South Carolina State Republican Convention on Saturday.
Okay.
I'm one of the 7 delegates from my county.
Okay.
It should be interesting.
Well, I'm going on Friday, Jeff is going to be here, home alone.
That's dangerous.
I know. And so you're going to have to, and
Chief, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And you're going to have to keep him company because I will be in Columbus at our State Central Committee meeting.
You're just so important.
No. And we will be choosing the next chairman of the Ohio Republican
Party
because Bob Bennett has stepped down. And I will tell you publicly that I will be supporting Matt Borges, not because I don't think his opponent is a nice guy. I just don't think he has the craft and the skill and the qualifications to lead the Ohio Party into the future at this present time. And y'all can beat me up, call me on the phone, email me, tell me what your thoughts are, and if you want to know a little bit more deeper than that, I will gladly explain it to you because you guys, all of you are my constituents. It is not because I am opposed to his thoughts or his ideals in a lot of ways. Yes, I believe the Republican Party should be more conservative. Yes, I believe that they should be more back to their platform. But you have to be able to steer the ship, and you have to know how to do it. Sticks is looking at me like, I can't believe you said that out loud. What, Sticks?
I know you. You're not accused. Oh, you're famous in Columbiana County.
Mm.
Do you remember the gentleman that came up and spoke to us?
I'm not famous in Columbiana.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not famous in Columbiana County.
Do you remember the last two people we talked to before we left Friday night?
Yes, I do.
The fellow with the mustache and his wife?
Yes, I do.
When you walked away, she says, oh, I know who she is. She's the lady that doesn't give you any BS. There you go.
No, you're
famous in Columbiana County.
Tracy, I was so surprised.
What were you surprised at, Jeff?
I went to see my good friend, and I thought I saw you there, Michelle Malkin.
Yeah?
Who's my heroine, by the way. And Michelle Malkin, before I could meet Michelle Malkin, about eight people came up to me and said, I just love you guys on the radio. I know your voice. I could not believe it. And, you know, because these, you know, you don't see these people all the time, right? Because they were in a
on radio.
Big $20 million house. But but anyway.
You're on radio.
That's what I'm saying.
Good to see your eyes.
On radio.
Listen, it's not like you've got a live audience that you sit there like the Lucille Ball show. And
but they got us. They really had us, and I was impressed.
I told them, and it's very, very humbling.
It really is. It was.
And to introduce them, and to introduce all of you to Sticks and Jeff and myself, and to find out, to see your faces, and you guys don't call in, but I do appreciate you listening in. And I'm going down to a hardware store in Salem one day soon.
South Carolina.
Why?
Yeah. I'm coming down your way near the end of May.
Jeff ain't coming nowhere.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Mr. Crook, hey,
bring Tracy.
Hey, what I'm gonna do? I'm coming down there. But I'm gonna just tell you, we special because Michelle Malkin came to see us.
Well,
I love Michelle.
I don't
on TV.
Know.
I mean,
coming to South CAC.
Yeah, she'll come into South CAC.
I tell you what, her speech had some of the elected officials looking a little uneasy.
I was too.
She probably. I mean, you have to understand. She might, you know, just because somebody can do a lot of good damage in a 3 or 4 minute soundbite on TV doesn't make them a public speaker. And you really don't know their makeup a lot of times until you meet them. Because when you meet them, then you get to see a lot more of them. And you may not agree with some of them more.
I was very impressed. You spoke for, what, about an hour and a half, Tracy?
Yeah.
Not a note one.
No.
Just her standing there holding a microphone for an hour and a half. That's just amazing.
Oh, yeah. She must have been raised in the black church.
Yeah, I was getting to say, did she lean back and said,
and I'm a conservative in America, and I'm a pretty girl, too, and I don't care what they say to me. Yeah.
But you know what? It was really funny. We were sitting at the table, and somebody turned to me and said, "I didn't realize that she would be." Well, I think she may have said it about the prejudices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people were talking. They said, "I didn't think that people would be prejudiced against her."
Oh yeah. See, you got to be from around naval installations and marine installations to understand the racism against Filipinos.
We need to understand the racism of America see, we pick at black people because of the darkness of their skin. But we, and we think that we are the only victims of racism in America, not realizing that you have Slovaks and Hungarians, you have Italians, and just because they assimilated to the European society does not mean they were not victims. A lot of them changed their last names.
Oh, yeah.
So that they could work. A lot of them did a lot of things to assimilate to the society so that they could actually be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
African Americans, by the hue of their skin and because of the slavery that is so ingrained in their and the fabric and the Jim Crow laws, it has taken them a longer time to assimilate. But now we have the opportunity to assimilate, but the problem is society has bore and she has eroded the drive and the dream out of them so much that they don't realize that they now can accomplish it.
Well, they got you guys, now they're working on us.
No, it's not about them working on it. Now, see, it's now not so much even working on us. They found out that there was a power struggle, and what has happened is they said, oh, we can manipulate. But now it's time for people to wake up and say, I will not go down that road. The American people just have to stop and say, I'm not going. That's
we have thing. We have that ability if we would just
do
not, it.
We're not. Yes, Al.
What you've got a very vocal group out there that's saying we're not going. It's
who?
Just those that other minorities is
who?
Saying that y'all
who?
Are crazy.
Who?
What do you mean? Who?
And don't, who?
Was it Al? They're all over the place in here in South Cat.
Listen here, I know you ain't talking about them crazy Tea Party people that won't fight. They're just as bad as, the Tea Party is just as bad as black folks.
It's not Tea Party, Tracy.
Okay, just
these
check.
Are folks that I meet. These are folks that I meet every day. Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Public, who don't have time to be messing around and dealing with all that mess. They'll tell you in a heartbeat, they can't stand what's going on in Washington. They're just too busy out there trying to make a living.
Yeah, trying to make a living.
But listen, but until we start educating and finding, even if we don't find but 10 minutes a day to educate one another, to share with one another, to build one another so that we can grow. You follow where I'm coming from? I mean, what's happening is,
oh, yeah.
It's just the miseducation of the American electorate, not just the Negro. Carter G. Woodson wrote a book called The Miseducation of the Negro, and it's a great book. But we need to write a book called The Miseducation of the American People.
Right. And it's getting worse. I mean, we've got this Common Core stuff and this education system that's coming down a pike. It's more dumbing down.
It's all manipulation.
Yep.
And people need to know that they're being massaged and manipulated into a process that they don't want to go in. The question is, when will we wake up and say, you know what, I'm going
to
pay attention?
I don't know if we're ever going to wake up or we're just going to be boiled to death.
I'm not going to be boiled.
I'm not either. But
I'm going to be screaming and hollering. I'm trying to handle my business so that when I get done, I can have everything straight because it's time.
I hear you.
I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. I'm so very, very serious. It is so time. It's so time for us to get on the as they say the QT,
mm-hmm.
so that we can actually scream from the rafters,
right?
To tell them the house is really on fire.
We need to be the watchers on the wall.
Absolutely. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Again, that number is 347-945-5229. They are having a moment of silence in Boston right now for the victims of the Boston Marathon.
Amen. This is so crazy, Tracy. I mean, this day has come. We knew that it would come, but at the same time, we were hoping, against hope, that it would not come. And hoping that, you know, that the true church would get down on their face and try to turn some of these things, but maybe that's why it's not as
they
worse
are.
Than it is.
They are. There
maybe
are,
that's why
there,
it's not.
There are people praying, and people are trying. I mean, when you looked at and when I've got to give a shout out to Touch Heaven Ministries and Pastor Frank Amedia.
Mm-hmm.
I went out to see Miles Monroe there. Jeff was there at his church. And I was really impressed to see the integration of people, not just the...
Whoa!
My briefcase fell on my... You know,
oh.
I was,
I didn't know what that was.
You caught a mouse right across the floor, didn't you?
You never saw me move that fast, did you?
No. You caught a mouse ran across the floor.
But to see the integration of people praying and worshiping together, and it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
People are trying.
Mm-hmm.
People are trying. We just got to keep on. You know, the women had their weekend. People are trying. The men are going to have their weekend. They're trying.
Right.
We have to just keep on working at it. It's not going to come overnight because separation didn't come overnight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But continue to pray for America and pray for the USA and pray for the people here in the country because they need it. And pay attention. Hold your congressmen, hold your people accountable. You're not paying them to be nice people.
No.
You're not paying them for warm fuzzies and to give you a good warm feeling.
Well, I am. I want them to give me a warm feeling every April 15th, doggone it.
Yeah.
I want warm fuzzies.
I got to say this. April 15th, for the longest time, was a day that was fine with me. Now I hate it with a passion. You don't know how much I hate April 15th. Oh, man,
listen, that's because you're making too much money. I'll say it this way. I don't agree, but it's bigger than April 15th.
That's it, right?
It really, really is.
It's bigger than taxes that
we pay. But it's about the freedoms and the dreams that we are allowing to dissipate because of our lackadaisical attitude towards freedom in America. Bottom line. You know, money can be made and life can be earned, but freedom is something that you should cherish.
Sure should be.
And right now, we are allowing our freedoms to be eroded. And until we get I'm talking about Republican and Democrat, rich and poor, old and young. People with money will eject themselves from the system, but those of us who are left behind, I don't think we understand what we'll lose if we lose our freedom.
Everything that we've ever had, and that's what people don't understand, and which really just irks me to no end.
I like the people drink oceans to come here.
To drink them.
Mm-hmm.
They fight sharks.
Yeah, they put kids on.
Pray for dolphins to travel with them.
Yeah, I mean they jump on inner tubes trying to float across. You know how crazy it is to put an inner tube in the middle of the ocean and try to come across the water even if it is only 90 miles from.
Well, even look at the ones that come across the desert. They chew up a lot of sand.
Yeah, they sure do.
People that come across the border down in Mexico, they eat a lot of dirt.
Yep.
They find a lot of snakes. People come here and work. They actually breed and they go inside of cargo carriers
mm-hmm.
just to get here.
Yep.
And we here and don't take advantage of where we are.
Yep.
May God bless
you.
We're done for the day. Jeff will be here tomorrow. Tomorrow we have Jerome Corsi. We're going to talk about the ACLU. We're going to probably talk about what else is going on in Boston and across the country. But we will talk about the ACLU and the erosion and taking faith out of the marketplace.
Out of the marketplace.
That's going to be kind of a good show.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. I'll see you then. God bless you. Have a good day, and we'll check with you.
Are they having a parade already?
Absolutely. They're sitting there singing ever since they died.
What?
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's TRACEY and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
This is Henry Nemmons, inviting you to shop Nemmons IGA on the square in Canfield, the Lincoln Knowles Plaza, or Crate Street in Struthers. Nemmons IGA meats are USDA choice. Nemmons Bakery makes all cakes from scratch. The very best Italian bread in town. Nemmons IGA, quality you deserve.